not intentionally spray my children with or family with toxic aerosols, but as you must know, 80% or better do not have any family or children.
I have contacted the Virginia Pollution Control Board, National Weather Service, Oceana and Damneck military bases, NOAA, NASA, the Department of Defense, Brookhaven National Laboratory, the Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, the Health Department, the Department of Travel, countless federal agents and operators, the Virginia Beach Police Department, and even the White House, all to no avail.
Indigo pilots are chosen from the top ranks within the Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard. Most of the pilots are, quote, hardened to humanity, unquote, and could care less about killing off unwanted or leeching aspects of America and the world. I swear to you, the majority of the pilots are like machines. I call them tanker terminators. We are paid more than any other pilot for our service, other than Air Force One pilots, who make as much or more and are kept in a dark secret world for their own protection.
There is a rising international concern about the existence of airborne chemical spraying, bolstered by a growing body of scientific evidence. What is in the air that we are breathing?
A decade and a half into public radar, the fight against aerial geoengineering has shifted from fringe suspicion to a populist front line against unelected technocrats playing God with the atmosphere.
We're in a war. This is a war against me, you, our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come. This is war raised upon us.
These programs consist of spraying tons of patented aerosol pollutants into our skies without public consent. This includes aluminum, barium, strontium, and more.
I don't want some creep ramming chemicals down my throat without my permission.
Pushback has finally reached the EPA and the HHS, now forced to at least pretend to look into it amid mounting state-level revolts. The Environmental Protection Agency established public reporting systems and launched dedicated web resources on contrails and geoengineering, claiming total transparency.
Now, in the case of stratospheric aerosol injection, it's not like it's thoroughly studied, it's approved, it's trusted. Instead, you have people who just want to do it on their own, like try to get themselves someone to hand over $1 billion to just go dump a whole bunch of sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere. There are entities and people who would want to drastically scale these activities up.
In multiple states, including Florida, Tennessee, and Montana, legislation passed or advanced outright prohibiting weather modification and geoengineering, with bills in over a dozen other states demanding investigations into suspected atmospheric tampering. A federal Clear Skies Act proposal seeks to ban such activities nationwide, complete with EPA-led probes into public complaints.
And we have documents to prove the existence of these programs going back decades, documents hundreds of pages long. We have an 800-page U.S. Senate document from 1978 outlining the scope and scale of these programs then, specifically calling for intergovernmental cooperation, even between, quote, otherwise adversarial nations, because of the cross-border ramifications of these programs. You can't just geoengineer over your own country. Who's the biggest player? Obviously, the United States of America, because of the size of our military. The U.S. military has three times more aerial tankers, which are the primary aircraft used in these operations, three times more than all other militaries in the world combined.
Soil, water, and snow samples across the heartland still show anomalous metal spikes correlating with heavy spray days, while respiratory issues, brain fog, crop failures, and bizarre weather patterns fuel demands for real answers.
The amount of aluminum in our soil now is 5 to 10 times higher than it was even last year.
They're now creating crops that aren't bothered by aluminum. It's like, okay, well, we're going to pump the skies full of aluminum. Then you're going to be forced to buy our aluminum-resistant seeds to survive, which is just crazy.
What began as bold vows to expose the aerial spraying of aluminum, barium, and strontium has been reduced to bureaucratic whispers. Kennedy's warnings of stratospheric aerosol injections and weather weaponization have been abandoned. Another knife in the back from those who swore they'd stand with the people against the globalist experiment.
We We have two new products at TheOliveShow.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep that's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAliveShow.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAliveShow.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Psych, it's Rob Blue. That's right, I'm hosting at least for the next 2 days. And depending on where things go, maybe a couple days after. But for right now, I'm your host at The War Room. Thank you for joining me. You can see I've got a massive spread of articles. Yesterday, it was actually last night. When did I post it? 9:45 PM. I was sitting on the couch perusing through X, and, I found a positive about the war in Iran, which may turn out to be a bunch of other positives. But right now, one of the positives is, Baltimore says Iran war causing fluoride shortage for water system. And, of course, they're framing it as a bad thing that everybody's teeth are going to fall out if they don't put poison in their stomach. But we're going to cover that probably in the third hour. I've got a long, screed on fluoride, including, an interview that Alex Jones did with Dr. Paul Connett. Oh, it was probably 2012, 2013. This is an old one. And, like I said, anytime I get in here, I'm going to pull out something from the vault. Also, it was interesting. A friend of mine texted me a picture. They were at some show down in Austin, and sitting in front of them was the original turd blossom, Karl Rove. And I'm like, oh, I got to find the times when Alex Jones confronted Karl Rove at the airport in Cleveland. At one point, he called him TB. He said, I'm your friend, TB. So, we're going to get into all that, but let's jump into Iran right now. BBC's reporting, Trump says Iran talks could resume over the next 2 days. Says U.S. says ships have been turned back in the blockade. So I got a series of clips. These were on Fox News earlier today. They had Mike Waltz on, who's the ambassador to the U.N. And also Peter Doocy was putting out a Trump it was a True Social tweet that Trump put out saying, hey, to a New York Post reporter, stand by in Islamabad. We might have something here in the next couple days. So let's just go with clip one first. Here it is.
That he told a New York Post reporter on the phone just now to stay put in Islamabad near where the Pakistan peace talks are taking place. The quote is this. The president said, you should stay there, really, because something could be happening over the next 2 days, and we're more inclined to go there. It's more likely, you know why? Because the field marshal is doing a great job. That field marshal is the Pakistani official in charge of the talks, General Asim Munir. The president of France also poking and prodding at both sides, the U.S. and Iran, trying to get them back to the negotiating table soon. He writes, it's equally important that the Strait of Hormuz be reopened unconditionally without restrictions or tolls as soon as possible. Under these conditions, negotiations should be able to resume quickly with the support of key parties concerned. But the president is not super sympathetic to European wishes right now. This morning he said, Europe is desperate for energy, and yet the United Kingdom refuses to open North Sea oil, one of the greatest fields in the world. Tragic. Aberdeen should be booming. Norway sells its North Sea oil to the UK at double the price. UK, which is better situated on the North Sea for purposes of energy than Norway, should drill, baby drill. It's absolutely crazy that they don't.
And you can see there the price of crude's at $92 right now. They do say later in this collection of clips that they're expecting the price of crude to peak in a few weeks and then start going down after that. That's if there's no more fighting. And right now it looks like it's paused at least. A couple of destroyers did go through the strait to get to the other end, and they're blocking ships on either side. That's what they're saying. We've also heard reports that at least two Chinese ships may have gotten through. So it's going to be interesting. But there you see sort of what Trump is doing. He's showed the videos of the sea maps. And guys, see if y'all can find that. Is it right now? Is it at 88 right now? So it's dropped even from then, from when that news was posted this morning. So it's gone down a little bit. You can see there it is on April 14th, right there above 90, and then it drops down. Yeah, interesting. So it happened. That happened later today. So it's will we see the change in gas prices? No, it doesn't seem like that we're going to see the change in gas prices doesn't change with the oil. It seems to go up and then kind of taper off. It'll take a long time to go down. But so in Austin, I think last week the price was at $3.99 at the place near the office, and now it's at $3.79. So it's down 20 cents, but it did that in one day. So I don't know how I think they're, you know, cashing in, obviously. When they see the price go up, they're like, oh, we can make a little money here. And then when it starts going down, they start competing with each other. Like, I'll drop it down lower, then I'll drop it down lower, then I'll drop it down lower. All right, let's go to Mike Waltz on the let's do this. Guys, put up the number next segment in about 20 minutes. I want to take some of your calls, 877-789-2539, on what we're talking about here in Iran. I'm going to cover some other things, a little bit on Viktor Orban in Hungary and what's going to happen now that they have a new leader who seems to be more EU-centric. I predicted a few days ago that they're just going to open it up to mass migration. And, of course, their new leader is like, well, we're not going to open it up totally yet, but, you know, we're going to leave our fence up. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, I think the jig is up for Hungary. They're going to become like the rest of Europe. So, phone number one more time, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take calls in the second long segment of this hour. And then we're going to have Michael Cargill on to talk about the shooting that took place in Austin. In East Austin, with a couple of his employees were involved in it, and so then we'll take your Second Amendment calls then in that segment. So if you want to talk Second Amendment, call in next hour, and then the third hour, I'm going to put on my fluoride and health presentations, and then we can talk about anything else kind of on the table. But for now, I'd like to hear what your kind of the way it looks like the Iran war is shaping up to be is. Trump is now closing off the Strait of Hormuz for Asia, India, Europe, for these guys to get their energy. And then saying, hey, look, I don't know if you guys found it yet, but he put it out a couple days ago, and it was a video of showing all the tankers and all the ships, and they were all going to the Gulf of America to fill up in Texas and Louisiana. And I actually pulled this up a while back. When they were talking about how important Karg Island is. And if you go and look at Karg Island from above, you can do this on Google Maps, just type in Karg Island. You can see it's got about 50 of those ground tankers that they fill up with oil and keep it there until it's ready to be pumped into ships. You know, you could go also look at Westlake, Louisiana, which is near where I used to live in Sulphur and Lake Charles. And there's probably, I don't know, three times as many tanks like that in just one little area of Louisiana that is putting out probably 3 to 4 times more oil. And then that doesn't count the rest of the Gulf Coast when you go into Houston and Texas City and then moving along in other areas on the coast where there's a lot of refineries. And, you know, they've set it up for since the 40s and 50s, they started dredging these canals for tankers to go through. So we definitely have way more capacity than what Iran is capable of. And so Trump is telling Europe, hey, go to your North Sea, start doing that. It looks like Canada in Alberta is going to vote for independence at some point. And they have massive oil reserves. You've got our oil reserves. You've got Venezuela. He's really wrapping up the fossil fuel energy sector with this war. Obviously, I think it was done on bad pretenses. It was done, a sneak attack. I don't think they really thought it through. And I think they were going following Israel's lead, who said, we're just going to attack because, their first instinct is to attack. So 121 empty oil tankers heading to the U.S. So that's going to be interesting. So I want to hear your calls on that. We got Baker in California already saying Trump blew his goodwill. You hang tight. Melania Trump on the list. Charlie was on. That'll be interesting. We'll talk to Lynn in Ohio. We got Tim in Seattle. InfoWars Army and Bill Gates. That's Tim who goes out there and bullhorns. Tim, when we go to you, maybe have some, if you're bullhorning out there now, come in with maybe we'll go to you with 10 seconds of bullhorning or so before we bring him in. Maybe we'll do that, guys. Look at his expo, see if he's live so we can even go to some of that. But let's go to Mike Walsh on the Strait blockade and what that means right now. He's saying that no ships have gone through. It looks like China is saying a couple have gone through, but here's what Mike Walsh, ambassador to UN, is saying.
Yes, the vice president said they've laid out a very basic framework for Iran to behave as a normal nation. Number one, stop supporting terrorist proxies. Number two, you cannot have a nuclear program, as not only President Trump has said, as the United Nations has said in resolution after resolution for decades. That's both enrichment and highly enriched uranium. And you have to open the sea lanes. And that's this latest action from the president that says you cannot hold the entire world hostage. You cannot, even though, this Iranian regime started its existence by holding Americans mm-hmm. hostage. You can't hold the world's economies hostage. He has flipped the script. You have tremendous naval assets there, and the Central Command just put out its statistics in the sense of it is turning Iranian ships around. Iran doesn't get to choose the winners and losers on the global economy. The United States will do that until all ships are open. So no ships come out or all ships come out.
The Strait of Hormuz was the biggest trump card that Iran held. That was the biggest point of leverage. The president seems to have taken that away from them. And if he can open up the rest of the strait by using the two guided missile destroyers that are there now and mine-clearing equipment that we have got and maybe some that other countries have as well, I mean, the Iranians have no choice but to come back to the table.
We put our two destroyers through. Mine-sweeping operations are ongoing, mm-hmm. John, and you're absolutely right. What President Trump has done is taken that leverage, taken Iran trying to hold the entire world's economies hostage, has taken that off the table now with this action. I mean, we cannot, I can tell you from the United Nations standpoint, live in a world where two parties have a conflict, regardless of whether you agree with the conflict or not, and you have, I don't know, a country trying to shut down the Strait of Gibraltar or the Bering Strait or any other international waterway as leverage in a conflict. We've taken that off the table, and that isolates the whole issue mm-hmm. to what President Trump has been consistent on since the 1980s, even since before he was in politics. We cannot have a genocidal regime with its finger on a nuclear button.
Yeah, and you can find that there's an old clip of Trump talking about Iran back then. And, to be honest, what did Obama do? Obama gave him money. What did Biden do? Biden gave him money, which I can call him Biden. Before that, it was always, just kind of placate these guys since they basically, so you got to go back to when we funded their overthrow and put the Shah in. And then there was a coup there and they kicked the Shah out, which was wrong. That was totally wrong for us to do that. And that's what happens when you see how that changed with Venezuela. They just removed the leader and said, hey, you guys play ball. We're going to come do this again. Now, if you're going to be a big bully country, you can get by doing that. But at some point you have to start negotiating in good faith. And are we negotiating good faith? I don't know. That's going to be, that's what we're going to see here in the future. So I kind of want to go to Baker in California real quick to talk about how Trump blew his goodwill. And we got about 8 minutes, and then I'll get to these clips again. Let's go to Baker in California. I kind of like, I want to hear what he has to say. Go ahead, Baker. Welcome.
Rob New, welcome. Thank you. Listen, man, you know what's crazy is that Trump had such momentum because we know who our enemy is. It's the Democrats. They openly hate this country. They openly want to collapse it and overwhelm the system. So that's a given. And I think a lot of people are really reluctant to turn against Trump because they feel like if they go against Trump on this, they're letting the Democrats win. And so it's like a knee-jerk reaction because he's our only dude in the arena right now. So, and like all of the independent voters, all the people who never voted for Trump gave him a chance. He had, I mean, dude, that electoral map is like so famous. And even in Democrat places. And, you know, when we saw Doge, we saw everyone freak out on the left, but it wasn't like, it was more popular than it seemed, just because it got it to the heart of a lot of the corruption. And I think when he got rid of that is kind of when it started to go downhill. But I mean, dude, people were so stoked on Trump. Even, you know, all the people that hated him, they weren't the ones in the majority anymore. The media was seen as lying. And all of the traits that were good about Trump, you know, being dismissive of the fake news, now it's bad because I think he's doing something where we need to have a real discussion. And it's like, oh, you're just the fake news trying to, do you know what I mean? All of the strong qualities of Trump are now is like, are terrible.
Yeah, it's a lot of, there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions. And I think a lot of this stuff, like I said before, like a lot of his economic policies, I don't think we're going to see the fruits of those bear out for another year or so. Cause it takes a long time. You know, you got a big tanker and you're turning that thing around. It's not just going to turn, you know, it's not going to do a hairpin turn. You know, you're not going to drift into it. It takes a while for this stuff to actually happen. And I think we were seeing that in 2020, and that's why they brought in COVID. Well, it seems like this is the next thing. Let's do this and try to cause an energy, you know, crisis across America. That's what looks like is trying to happen. I you know, I wasn't in the meetings. The New York Times, I think Megyn Kelly was quoting the New York Times saying they had gotten this info that Trump was being led on the nose by Bibi. But then other people in there are saying, no, that's not how it happened. They brought the information out and Trump decided to act. I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth on that or not. I honestly, at the end of the day, that kind of stuff. What does this say? Had presented George, yeah, with plans to attack Iran. Yeah, all refused, but before Trump agreed. So that's interesting. But now you look at all that. It looks like we got a lot of traffic of people coming in wanting some oil to bring to market, and that's a good sign for us. The rest of the world's kind of getting screwed out of this, but also Trump told him before. He was in there in the UN telling Germany, hey, you better stop depending on Russia. You're going to have problems. And they're sitting there laughing at him. And now what's wrong with Germany? They can't get energy. So because they basically got rid of all their nuclear reactors and they think windmills and unicorn farts are going to power the country. And it's not. Now they have like classes to dance in the wintertime to keep you warm. So that's the mindset you're dealing with the rest of the world, at least the west of the rest Western world. They have this kind of pie in the sky, you know, climate change stance on everything. So it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Baker. I do agree. Trump did lose a lot of goodwill. I mean, we saw that one, it was an article, guys, see if you can find it. It was like a $2 or $3 trillion in payments that were going, that Doge uncovered, and they were just going to some account and they're like, oh, we don't know where it went. We have no idea. Yet the IRS can find every little time you took a fart underneath in the swimming pool and a little bubble popped up and they're like, oh, we identified that bubble, you know, but they don't know where this trillions of dollars of money just like leaked out of the giant boat. Like it's like a Titanic iceberg hit, you know. Oh, we can't find that though. That's how you know this whole game is rigged and it has to. Okay. 4.7 trillion. I'm sorry. Doge says it found nearly untraceable budget line item responsible for 4.7 trillion in payments. Now, how is that untraceable? How could that be untraceable? We have a system, nearly untraceable. And when was that? That was February, a little over a year ago, we found a giant hole in our hull, just, you know, bleeding money everywhere. And was often left blank, meaning traceability is almost impossible. Well, then how did it get to go out? Like, how is there not a safeguard? Like, and I guess they put that in afterwards, but it's like, okay, 4.7 trillion. Then you go look and see about that time when these dates happen, who was putting money in their accounts? You don't have AI that can find that? Yeah, right. Oh yeah. AI doesn't know now. AI stupid now. Right. But everything else, AI good. So totally ridiculous. And that's what we're dealing with. All right. Let's just go to this clip. This is the future. This is clip four. We'll skip, obviously by closing off the strait, they're putting pressure on Iran because that's really the only way they can get oil out and make money. And if they can't, well, China's trying to put pressure on them. China's now going to have to start buying oil on the open market, not getting deals from Iran. So let's go to the future after Iran, clip four.
Iran wants to remain a rogue regime. And if the same regime is in place, can you ever have real peace and stability across that region, or are they going to continue to try to screw with everybody there?
Well, they have their radical actors, no doubt, who solely exist to export the revolution. And as I pointed out to the ambassador from Iran at the United Nations, name me a country that is better off because of Iran's export of terrorism. Certainly not Lebanon, certainly not Syria, certainly not Yemen, Gaza, or anywhere else. But we do think we're dealing with some rational actors. They have to deal with the clerics and they have to deal with the Ayatollahs. But look right across the Gulf. Look at, this is what I point out too. Look at Dubai, look at Manama, look at Kuwait City, look at Riyadh. I mean, Oman, they are exploding. In terms of growth and a better life for not only their citizens but for the next generation, we'll see if we don't box them in to
that.
Yeah, I mean, no
the one
path.
Thing that's holding that whole region back is Iran.
Well, and for so many people who talk about the pivot to Asia, you know what? When President Trump finally solves this problem that sucks us back in the Middle East over and over again because of the violence that Iran exports, then we'll be able to really focus on the rest of the world.
You know, I don't know if you remember in Trump's first term, his first visit outside of the country, he went to Saudi Arabia and he put his hands on the orb, which has been made into many memes. But if you look at the rest of the Middle East, except for Yemen, that's kind of an outlier. But the rest of the Middle East is like, look, we're ready to come into the 21st century. We're going to do a better on human rights. They're not going to be perfect. I mean, these are old systems that are going to take a while to change. They're not going to, like I said, you're not going to drift the tanker into a new world. And, so it's going to take time for these to change, but you can see all the other countries have changed, except Iran. And then you got Yemen and then obviously Israel is going to be a problem. They're going to be looking out for their own interests. So, I think you need to cut, Tucker said it the other day, cut complete ties with Israel and just treat them as we treat other countries. And I think that's where they need to go. They don't need to be this, best buddy on best buddy terms with us anymore. But you know, we do use them to launch attacks for or have them launch attacks for us across the Middle East. People say Israel controls us. I think they control some of our politicians, but at the end of the day, you know, they're a small little nippy chihuahua and we are the big bulldog, whether people believe that or not. You could see the other presidents weren't agreeing to go attack, but Trump did because he saw something in there. And this is something he's been looking at, you know, since the 80s. If you look at those old videos of him talking about it. So when we come back, we're going to go to your calls. We got a great show. Michael Cargill is going to come in here talking about the Second Amendment. And, we got a whole bunch more in store. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob New. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit theoliveshowstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything, theoliveshowstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at theoliveshowstore.com. The big health guy, you're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade to take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work. Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Once again by another moon mission.
M-O-O-N, it spells moon.
And no one could agree on whether Trump is doing the right thing. And that's why we have shows like this, like The War Room, to talk about these issues, because these are issues no one's going to bring up. Like this. So I guess Viktor Orban lost, and I tweeted this a couple days ago. Europe's going to need more countries
to start, or needs more countries to start housing and paying for migrants. You can see what's happening in the UK. You can see what's happening in Ireland. People are sick of it. They're revolting. I think there's a guy, see if you can find it. Somewhat in the Irish Parliament just resigned over what's happening right now. They're like, I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm not going to be sending troops to, you know, beat up citizens. And since these are all from, this is from yesterday, Hungary, new government needs to restore the rule of law. Oh, what's the rule of law? Opening up your borders to migrants. It means following the EU and what they say to do. There it is right there. Restore assembly rights. Basically what they want them to do is start taking in migrants. That's what's going on. So you're going to see at some point they're going to open their door to migrants. I didn't mark these earlier. I marked them on the computer, but then they didn't. I thought these were going to print out with the marks on them. They didn't do it. But I had the spots where they, in fact, I'll find these and we'll go over, I'll go over these later in the show. Cause I want you to read what they say, of what, especially what the new leader is saying about what he's going to do with migrants. This is very important. That's Peter Maigar of the Tisza party. And I think there's pictures of him wearing a yarmulke. So I'm not sure if that makes him Jewish or if he's just wearing the yarmulke to be, you know, part of the club. Yeah, I got to find that. Cause you really got to read what he says about the migrants. He's like, oh no, we're not going to open our borders up. Oh, here it is. Yeah. On migration, Tisza is expected to tone down what has been Orban's vitriolic rhetoric on refugees' rights and willingness to compromise on certain issues. And, of course, there's a $200 million fine that Hungary has been paying over its refusal to uphold the rights of asylum seekers in breach of EU law. So that's what they're talking about. The rule of law, EU saying, hey, you have to let in migrants. And the people are going, you know, Hungary's going, no, we'll just pay the fine. Tisza has signaled he will retain a hard line on border protection, including maintaining a controversial border fence and opposing relocation quotas. What we won't see is Orban's high-profile anti-immigration campaigning and civilization rhetoric. We will also not see him rushing to the border to get rid of the fence that Orban built as his first act. Yeah. See, it's coming. He was supported by all kinds of voters. And so while he is a little more right-wing, he'll have to consider different needs. He will hold down symbolic issues on culture and migration, but he is unlikely to move towards major liberal issues. Oh, yeah, right. What you saw in Hungary, which is why J.D. Vance went down there to campaign for him, is a massive media campaign. And you can see what the media has done here. The media has got everybody at each other's throats because they need people fighting. They need people out in the streets seeing what you... Because only the media could train people and to make it seem like it's okay that a giant hobgoblin-like ogre person would push a little woman like Savannah Hernandez to the ground really hard. For no reason. She wasn't even attacking them. She was saying, hey, don't blow your whistle in my ear. That type of thing. So we'll get into that. But let's go to your calls real quick. We're going to go to Tim in Seattle, but first we got a quick clip of Tim from yesterday going after the Bill Gates Foundation. Go ahead. Let's play that clip. Oh, we don't have audio. Oh, it's playing real slow too. It's probably the computer's dying. All right. Let's just go to Tim. Tim, sorry. I tried to give you a good intro, but man, the rain. Are things just moving really slow in Seattle? Is that how it's supposed to look, that slow?
Maybe. I'd be there right now since you said that, but it's just raining. It would kill all the audio equipment. But, I don't know how America is dealing with all this tyranny. You know, we're realizing that the rug is being pulled out from underneath us time and time again, over and over again, by the people that we trusted. We exhibited our desperation. They know mm-hmm. that we're at the 11th hour, right. And yet they still rug us and rug us and rug us. I don't know how people are dealing with it. For myself, going out with the bullhorn is the only thing I could possibly. I mean, I know that they want the civil war. They want us to have violence in the streets. They've spent trillions of dollars to try to get us to that point. Now, I don't want to give it to him, but I don't know how the rest of the United States is dealing with all this stress. How do you get it off your chest, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do it? I suggest getting a bullhorn. If you're pulling your hair out, if you're angry at your family, if you're snapping at your coworkers and stuff, maybe you need to do that at the globalists. Maybe you should do that to them.
Yep. I would say bullhorning's good. Taking a walk is good. Exercising's good. I try to ride my bike at least 40 miles a week. Even, you know, we're having kind of rainy weather here. Not quite like Seattle, but it's still a bit rainy. And, you know, you have to get this stuff off your chest and find other things to do. And don't dwell. A lot of the stuff you're not going to be able to change. You know, change the things you can change. And have the wisdom to know the difference, you know, cause there's some things you can't change. It's a serenity prayer I just butchered, but, you know, how are we dealing with it? I would say find people that you wouldn't normally be, you know, friends with and see if you can come up with a dialogue, start dialoguing with people, because we have to change people's minds to realize that the person across the street from is not their enemy. The person down the street from, the person working at the grocery store is not their enemy. You know, we're all in the same boat, but they've got us sitting there fighting in the lifeboat over, you know, three life jackets when we're all sitting in a boat. But they're like, oh, you have to fight over these life jackets. And it's like, no, you just have to like pull together and start paddling. That's what we have to do. Go ahead, Tim.
We aim into that, brother. We got to paddle and paddle hard away from the rocks. That's what I've been advocating for, is for the InfoWars army, the people that have the knowledge. I mean, what good is all this knowledge if you're not going out there and disseminating it to the people that you think are your political enemies, who are just your community? They're your fellow Americans who have been brainwashed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the overall arc is that, you know, to think that the podcasters are going to save us is just retarded. It's going to be the United States people. It's going to be we the people that are going to do anything to stop this, or we're not going to, but if the podcaster army isn't going to ride and stop these orcs, it's going to be us.
But just understand, it's a multi-billion-dollar machine that is in effect right now, and it's a global machine that is making these people fight with each other. It's conditioning them that the person on the opposite side of the political spectrum is their enemy. And I guarantee, if you started looking at issues, especially health issues, people will be like, oh yeah, I want clean water too. Oh yeah, I want clean water too. You know, there's all kind of issues that people agree upon. Maybe we don't agree on free healthcare, you know, because personally I look at it as there is no free healthcare. Somebody's paying for it. And then do you really want the government to give you free healthcare? Do you really want the government in your business as you know, cause I don't think you do, but that's just me.
Word for the government is the eugenics industrial complex.
Yeah.
God bless, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do, Tim. Every time I see you out there bullhorning, I retweet it, and people should do that too, because we need more people. We need like 150 Tim Lastleys out there bullhorning the Gates Foundation. In fact, I have this clip here. It's Albert Bourla, Bill Gates, Fauci, Peter Hotez, Peter Marks, Aish Jha, and Tedros, all saying, hey, there's a new pandemic coming. Because you know why? You know why they're out there saying that? Because we didn't punish them the last time they tried to destroy the entire world economy with their fake bullcrap bioweapon that they put out and made people, you know, set up the tracking and tracing grid and set up the testing locations and do all that. That was all a test run for the new thing that they're going to try to push down your throats. And here they are talking about it. This is clip 5.
COVID was, for me, like a rehearsal.
There will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year.
You know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembly.
We know what's next. A new wave of pandemics is going to be upon us.
I'm convinced that there will be another pandemic.
Oh, certainly we'll have one in the next 25 years. You know, there's even some pathogens out there that we're watching over right now.
And so I probably put bioterror, which is a really awful.
We are going to see a whole new age of biological weapons. We have to grapple with that reality, because that is what is coming.
I can't go into all the details, but there are man-made threats that we were prepared to deal with.
When the next pandemic comes, knocking, and it will,
We must be ready to answer decisively.
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
God. I mean, just look at the duper's delight on Bill, especially Bill Gates. Guys, if you could just go back to the middle spot where it's that close up of Bill Gates and he's smiling, just get me a still of that, because that's your enemy right there. That's the enemy of humanity. That is a man that wants, not that one. It's a close, it's more close up. He's like bending that one right there. Look at that. Find where he's smiling. Look at that. Oh, that's an evil man right there. I mean, he can't wait. He can't wait to kill billions of people. There it is. There it is. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the face. That's the face right there of an evil scientist, that always wants to stack the deck in his favor and kill you in the process. Let's go to Lynn in Ohio. Melania Trump on the list Charlie was on. Go ahead, Lynn, explain.
Yes, sir. In my day, a man could plead temporary insanity. And I think Trump is temporarily insane because Mr. Alex, he told us that they had been separated. And that's a terrible feeling to have somebody you thought was going to be there to the end with you, and they're walking out, you know. So I can understand why he is, you know, just don't give a damn.
But, oh, so you think Melania is sort of separating herself from him? We haven't seen any like public reports of that. I know Jones talked about that on Sean Johnson's podcast, and as well on InfoWars, I believe on his Saturday show that he did, his Saturday special broadcast. He has brought that out. We haven't seen that come out in the news, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I mean, Jones's sources so far, and especially in the last year, have been like spot on every time.
But if something happens to him, the first suspect is Mossad to Melania, because she's going after the same people that Epstein was protecting. And, you know, and then Charlie Kirk, he spoke out. It's quite a litmus test. I'm wondering who in the Congress is going to be a chivalrous knight and pick up the gauntlet and protect our first lady. Killing the president's one thing, but killing our first lady, no way.
You know, I don't see that happening, but it, you never know, man. Weirder things have happened. Well, if that were to happen, I think you would see Trump unleashed, because, Barron and his mom are very close. And I heard parts of this theory on the No Agenda podcast. So I'm just going to go ahead and I'll let you guys. Basically, Melania going out there and saying all these women need to testify is sort of throwing down the gauntlet, because there's a lot of these women who claim to be victims in the Epstein crime, whatever it is. Okay. They claim to be victims. They claim to be trafficked children, but they were older. They were looking for modeling contracts. They were over 18. It was sort of like what you see in the movies with Harvey Weinstein, the casting couch. Hey, you want a part in this movie? Boom. You gotta suck on Harvey Weinstein. And what I think the reason she said that, there's a lot of women who have come out and said, oh, I'm a victim. And especially the ones that attacked Trump and saying Trump was part of it. Cause there are some women that say that, and some women say they never saw him do anything bad. But the ones that are saying it also aren't really speaking out, because they're saying they're under NDAs. So by her saying you have to go in front of Congress, you can look this up. If you're called in front of Congress to testify, you can break your NDA. So she's, I think, is basically calling out these women who are claiming to be victims, saying, hey, you all need to come march in front of Congress. You all need to answer questions, because we are kind of sick of what you're saying over and over again. Now, I believe we do have some real victims. The lady, I forget the lady's name, but we've had her on. I believe she's a victim. She was younger. There's a lot of other people who are victims in this, but I think there's a lot of people who jumped on the gravy train. They were involved with Epstein and they're like, oh, this is a quick way to make some money. You could look up, you know, the settlements that Jamie Dimon paid out, millions in settlements to people, but it's all being blocked by NDAs. So how do you get around that? You call these people in to testify. Gloria Allred was saying, oh, yeah, we want people to come, but not by subpoena. They have to be invited. But by inviting them, you don't have to go. By subpoena, you have to go. You're compelled to go. And that's what we're not seeing. So, you know, if Congress is going to do something, subpoena every one of these people that claims to be a victim, get them up there under protection. They're under congressional protection. They can say whatever they want. They can't be sued for it after that. So I think that's one way to get around this and get the truth. I just want the truth. I don't care what the truth is. Give me the truth. I mean, I have some things that I think were going on, but I want the truth. All right, let's go to Marcus in Idaho. How's it going, Marcus?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say we elected Trump because we felt he had a vision that was greater than ours, that he could see something for America and see how to right the ship. And our ship, I mean, I think everybody would agree that we were in very bad straits, and Trump inherited a nation that was going very badly. And there's a lot behind it. Like you said, that it takes a long time to turn that ship around. So he is really doing everything that he can for us. And he's had a crisis in the Middle East that had to be addressed, and he's addressing it. So I think that people are just too upset about that. I think that battle axe that was sent to Alex was a sign from God saying, hey, you know what? Trump is the battle axe, and you need to just get behind him and stop trying to beat him down.
You know, that's interesting that you say that. Over the weekend, we got in contact. I think the Sun contacted Harrison, the son of the guy. He saw Harrison's video that Harrison put up about it being a miracle, and people were saying, there's no way that happened. You know, that didn't happen. And, you know, I'll tell you how this happened, the whole battle axe thing. So that morning, it was after the show had started. So I'd say sometime between 11:30 and 12:15, the guy who runs our kind of our front office, the InfoWars store, he brought over this thing and it was wrapped up. And I didn't even see what it looked like. He said, hey, some guy delivered this. It's a battle axe. Normally I don't bring these things over, but this is, you know, this is pretty interesting. So here. He handed it to me. I stuck it behind my desk, and it had the letter with it, and it was all wrapped up in like wool cloth, and it had these leather ties on it. So I stuck the letter in the ties. I didn't even read the letter. I just went on about my day. I think I was working on something for the show, like trying to get something edited. In fact, I was cutting together the Melania Trump back and forth on Epstein. So I got that out, and then I think that was that day. Everything kind of blends together. And then at one point I'm in the bathroom, and I come out of the bathroom and I hear the black preacher talking about the battle axe, and Trump's got to be a battle axe. I'm like, wait a minute. He's saying battle axe? And I just grabbed it and walked over. And as I'm walking over to the studio, I'm untying it, pulling it out. And that's when I first even got a look at it. I'm like, wow, this is really nice. And, I brought it to Jones as I'm unwrapping it. I'm like, here, this guy just brought this or just sent this in to us. So, and Jones says, oh, it happened like, it just was delivered 2 minutes ago. Well, it was delivered to the studio, about 30 seconds before he talked about it. But to me, I had it maybe an hour and a half. I don't remember, but I hadn't even looked at it. And that when I read the letter on air, it was the first time I was reading it. And I actually couldn't even read something. The guy's got some very flowery, handwriting. Yeah, it's one thing with older people, my age and older, have very interesting cursive writing, which is kind of hard to read nowadays. Now all I do is read, you know, printouts and stuff and typed out words. So now I'm looking at cursive and I'm like trying to decipher it. Cause I thought it was Oklahoma, I think is what I said is where he was from, but he's actually from Oregon. The R looked like a K to me. But anyway, his son reached out to Harrison. And then his dad, who's the one who made the axe, put an account together and put it out there. And people were like, look, he just put this account together. Well, in that picture that he shows of the battle axe, there's like all these other old axes from that he's been building. Oh, yeah, we put all that together real quick so we could have some sort of dupe on the audience. No, that's not what happened. What happened is what happened. What you see on the air, me sitting down, look how I'm dressed. I'm not ready to go on the air. That's like my editing gear. But I saw that. I heard him talking about the battle axe. I knew we had just been delivered an axe. So I brought, I'm like, and I didn't even talk, like normally I would wait for the break to tell Alex about it. I said, nope, I'm going in. I'm busting in on the show. This is breaking news. And so that's how it happened right there. You can see how it happened. There's the letter. You can't, I could hardly, you know, I was able to make out some, but what's interesting is that his son was named, I think he said Jeremiah, and I think the pastor was reading, an excerpt of Jeremiah from the Bible. He was quoting Jeremiah, and his son was the one who said, just send it, Dad. Cause he had done it. He had made it already. It had been sitting at his house, and he hadn't sent it off. And his son just said, just send it off. And so by the time it makes it from Oregon, you know, with our shipping system into Austin, and then it sat around for a while, and then I guess he had contacted the front office somehow through the customer service line and said, hey, I see that y'all got the battle axe. Please give it to Alex. And so that guy brought it over, and that's how that happened. Now all those pieces had to come together all at once. I didn't know that guy was going to be on that day. Like that just all happened. And so what we do here is, jazz musician. We're jazz musicians. We all know our jobs, but we don't know what's going to happen every day. So we have to be loose. We have to be ready. We have to be able to like change a pace, change a direction really quick. And that's an example of that right there with the battle axe arriving. And there I'm testing the edge. I'm like looking at that edge going, let's see how sharp that is. And I went up there and tested it. Every time I see a knife, I'm always testing the edge to see how sharp it is. Which by the way, we have some pretty good knives on sale. And I'm just going to turn this into a plug. When you see things like that, you have to go, wow, there's a reason InfoWars is still around. And it's to show people that when people work together, you know, amazing things can happen. A synergy happens. So, keep supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com. When we shut down, we're not going to be selling Infowars.com logos and stuff like that. So check out the shirts that are still there, 1776 shirts that are amazing. Check those out. We have the low IQ hat, and I believe a shirt. We've also got the Infowars cooler bundle, $79.99. I checked out the cooler. It's like what you would see, and I'm not sure if it's the exact same, what's it called? The insulation as a Yeti, but it feels like it. It definitely feels it's got a Yeti feel to it. I used to have one of those little coolers. And let me tell you another thing you can do with those coolers. You can use them as a carry-on bag. So if you're going to the beach or you're flying somewhere to meet some friends, then you got a cooler already with you. You don't have to go find a cooler for your drinks. Why, you know, you got one there. So check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, or TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sorry, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everything is 60% off today only. Check it out. Support us. We need your support. Thank you.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, this was available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We've had it for over a year. It is back, reborn like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolicestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theolicestore.com, and I thank you for your support.
IQ test here.
Yep, that's what we do.
Okay, because I think I need one.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Why do you need one?
Well, I've had some people lately telling me I have a low IQ.
Ooh, shots fired. Gosh, who's been telling you that?
Well, some people online have been telling me that, like the president, and even my dogs are looking at me a little bit condescendingly now.
Well, we'll find out. So with this IQ test, I'll just ask you a series of simple, really common sense questions, and you just give me your best answer.
I'm actually kind of a little bit nervous right now.
Oh, yeah, you should be, because if you turn out to be what some would call a low IQ nut job, then you're pretty much a lost cause.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
All right, first question. Which word doesn't belong? Apple, banana, carrot, orange.
Is it carrot?
Very good, because it's not a fruit at all. It's clever. Next question. Who would be considered more of a traitor to their country? Person A, who receives $230 million from a foreign lobby, or person B, who receives $0 from a foreign lobby?
I mean, clearly person A.
Wrong.
Come on, that's got to be correct.
Next. Hypothetical question. If a country has a major shipping waterway that you want to have open, and it's currently open, but they'll close it if you go to war, what would be a smart way to ensure that waterway stays open?
You don't go to war with them.
No, not even close. I mean, common sense would say go to war with that country and stay at war with that country as a way of putting pressure on them to reopen it after they've closed it. Because you went to war with them.
Are you playing with a full deck?
I don't play cards, but thanks for asking. Oh, and this is a good one. If you had the desire to take down an international pedophile ring, what would be the best way to follow through on that desire?
Well, you launch a full investigation using every means necessary, and then you prosecute those bastards the fullest extent of the law.
Wrong. No. You would launch an effort to prevent any investigations and prosecutions.
That can't be right.
Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
No. These questions are kind of weird.
Oh, I assure you, these are standardized IQ test questions, sir. Next question. Here's a scenario. You got a person, they work for America and America only. What country does that person work for?
America?
That's incorrect. They work for Iran. Next question. Who's more beautiful as a woman? France's first lady, or maybe man, or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens?
No.
Have you seen France's first lady?
I would totally do her. If she had an OnlyFans, I would subscribe. Any reasonable man would. Okay, how would you describe what America first means?
Putting America's interests first above any other foreign nation.
No, you're actually describing anti-Semitism. Yuck. Okay, last question. What year did we first land on the moon?
We've never been to the moon.
No, we've been to the moon. We go all the time. Well, your test is complete. I've never seen a score like this before.
What'd I get?
You got an IQ of 65.
Is that high?
No, that's a very low IQ.
My life is literally ruined. He was right.
Who was right?
Just don't worry about that now. My big question is, what am I going to do with my life now that I've learned that I am so stupid?
Well, just remember, you're also a nut job. But yeah, you're pretty screwed. Really, the only option I can give low IQ people such as yourself is to like go off and open a Somali daycare.
I am completely devastated. Are you talking about that creature looks like from the Lord of the Rings, the goblin thing that shuffles around beside Macron, whatever it is? You're saying she's beautiful? Okay. Beautiful doesn't do it like a gremlin, maybe. Good. We have two new products at theologistore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. In studio, we have the one and only Michael Cargill, owner of Central Texas Gunworks. And over the weekend, his employees, now, Michael is no stranger to the show. You might have seen him here covering many issues, his lawsuits against the federal government, maybe the time he went after a criminal and confronted him on a bus. I mean, which is like, you read this story and you're like, what? You know, literally, it's something out of a movie. Everybody gets off the bus and there's the guy back there and the cops go in and look and they're like, oh, he doesn't have a gun, but they found it where he had stuffed it under the chair. I mean, you hear these stories and you're like, this can't be true. And you know, and you got Michael Cargill here. He has a family of employees and, you know, they're like a work family and, you know, they teach people how to buy guns, how to shoot guns, how to safely handle guns, a lot of safety classes. Well, over the weekend, a couple of his employees were involved in an incident that was a shooting and ended up leading to the death of someone. And I'm reading over this account, and it looks like what happened is the guy who kind of started the whole incident off, of course, nothing happens to him. He gets off scot-free, but it was between a beef that happened in 2020 and this whole thing starts off. And this is crazy.
Yeah.
But your employee, Ryan Laura, was involved in this shooting and, I guess he's posted bond and he's back out, but, tell people what happened a little bit.
Yeah. So this was, last Friday night, you know, we actually had gone out to dinner. We all, you know, had a nice little dinner and then they decided they were going to go out after that. I decided I was going to go home. And go to bed. You know, I'm getting up there in age. I'm almost 60 years old. So, you know, when it gets dark, I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so, they went out and apparently prior to them arriving at this club, in Austin, Texas, what happened was there was a fight that broke out inside the club before my employees got there. And so this guy decided that he wanted to have a fight with one of the employees of the club,
yeah.
You know, something that started like 6 years ago back in 2020. He said, hey, you know, let's, you know, continue this fight, you know, cause I didn't finish, you know, the first time. And so to me, that's insane all in itself. You know, who carries a grudge for 6 years, you know?
I actually have a grudge from high school, but I'll probably never see that guy again.
Okay. So, hey, 6 years, you know, he sees him, you know, at work. And this guy says, hey, dude, I'm at work right now.
Right.
You know, I don't have time to do this at work. Wait until I'm off work somewhere else. And then, you know, we can go to a ring somewhere and we can fight it out. Guy's like, no, we're going to do this right now. You know, this happened 6 years ago. I'm still pissed off about it. So, you know, ding, ding, here we go. And so they start fighting, you know, inside the place. And like I said, my employees are not there yet. And so they're fighting, they're going on. This is, you know, other people are jumping in, you know, so now this is a group of people attacking the employees that actually work for the club.
Yeah.
And so the manager of this establishment called 911 and the police never showed. And so they eventually were able to get these people out of the club. And so they're walking outside. As they're walking outside, that is when my employees actually pull into the parking lot. So they pull in, and these guys are still pissed off about what just happened inside the club. So they immediately turn to my guy, you know, while he was in his vehicle, and start banging on his vehicle, you know, because he's still pissed off. And my guy's, you know, like, what are you doing? You know, what's going on? He's like, dude, and he's saying some name. And dude's like, that's not me. You know, you're confusing me with someone else. That's not me.
Oh, so he thought he was somebody else.
He thought my guy was someone else. And so he's already crazy. You know, he's carrying on a beef for 6 years and he's trying to fight someone. And now he's wanting to fight one of my guys thinking he's someone else. So then that escalated. It went from zero to like 100 miles an hour in a matter of seconds. Some females got involved, and then all of a sudden it became 12 people, you know, attacking my two employees, you know, wow, in a parking lot. And so one of my guys, you know, has a fractured skull, fractured face. He has his eyes closed. He has bruised ribs. And so my guy actually loses consciousness. He's on the ground. These guys are pounding, stomping. This is going on for like a minute, and he's stumping my guy. And my other guy is looking over. He goes, look, this is, you know, they won't stop. You know, they will not stop. So he had no choice but to pull his gun out and use it, because, you know, either my guy was going to die being stumped to death. He's already, you know, cracked skull. You know, eyes closed, bruised ribs, you know.
And when you read the affidavit account from the other people involved in this, it's like, oh, he went out and he leaned on a car. That's what they say.
If it doesn't make sense, it's a lie. Yeah. You know, so I'm pissed off because I just got in a fight inside a club. So I'm going to walk outside and a truck is pulling into the parking lot. And I'm just going to lean on that truck.
Lean on it, yeah.
Right. No, I'm pissed off and I'm going to bang on that truck and attack that truck and take my anger out on them because I just, you know, got kicked out of this bar.
Jeez. and so your guy, and obviously the guy that was banging on the truck, he's not the one that got shot, but from what you've gathered, one of the guys that was attacking your other employee was one of the guys that got shot?
Absolutely. Everyone that was in that parking lot, they are all guilty. Yeah. They're all guilty of attacking my employees, every single one of them.
What is going on with the spirit of people that, you know, your weekends are supposed to be a time to relax and have fun? There was actually a birthday party going on at this club, or they were cleaning up from a birthday party that had just happened. So like a time where it's supposed to be fun. And then you have this that breaks out. And, what does that tell you about the spirit? What is going on in Austin where, you know?
It just tells you people can't, you know, some people can't handle their alcohol. So we're talking, this is all before 9 o'clock at night.
Jeez.
This is all before 9 p.m. At 9 p.m., you're that lit. You're that high and that lit that you can't control yourself at 9 p.m. You know, and once again, if the APD, if Austin Police Department had shown up the first time 911's call with the thing that happened inside, then it never would have escalated to that point that someone actually ended up getting killed.
And what was the time that the APD was first called? Do they have that?
No, they don't have that time in there. They actually have the time where they just showed up.
Where they showed up after
the event. Which their times are actually wrong in the affidavit, so they're incorrect.
Yeah, because people started, in the affidavit you could say that people heard gunshots and then they started calling 911, sheltering in place and whatnot, but had the manager first called the cops called the cops after this fight was going on, which happened before, and had the APD just done their job, and they're probably like, you know what, we're I don't know if you watch Texas fights on X. I mean, you got people, it's insanity.
It's mayhem.
And you're like,
and that's what happened with my guys. My second guy was in
the parking lot. They just kind of walked into the situation.
Someone came in behind him, and three people, one of the people that actually was shot and killed was one of the people that actually hit him in the back.
Wow.
In the back of the head.
A sneak attack.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's why his face, even still today, his face is swollen. His eyes, you know, almost completely shut, you know, even still today, you know, and this is today, you know, it's Tuesday. So, you know, this guy lost consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know,
and you see that when a gang starts stomping on people,
yes,
a gang of people, they start getting one person. You're like, man, that usually that person's not coming out of it without, you know, they're going to be unconscious. Something's going to happen to them. Right. They're getting effed up.
In what world is it okay, you know, for 12 people to attack two?
Right.
What world is that all right? And to the point that you're seconds away from killing someone.
And it's not even the right people.
Right. Exactly. And you're confused even know who this person is. You're confusing them with someone else. And so, you know, hey.
And when you read the account, they're like, we're the victims.
Right.
You know, we're the victims of this. We did was walk outside of a club after we started a fight inside the club.
And actually, when you look at the affidavit, you can go to like the second page, that third paragraph, the guy says, I'm confused as to why people are fighting. But then he jumps in.
Yeah.
He actually says that in his affidavit. He writes down, I'm confused as to why people are fighting, and then jumps in and starts fighting. That is insane. You don't even know what's going on. You're jumping in and you're helping, you know, and it makes sense. You know, it makes sense. You see one of your friends in an altercation, you're going to run out there and you're going to help your friend out.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why it was 12 people against two. Everyone in this party, this group that was at this function, you know, jumped on my employees because they mistook them for someone else as they pulled into the parking lot to go to this establishment. Wow. Insane.
Wow. Deadly Cabana Club shooting was self-defense. Gunman tells Austin PD. We actually have you defending your employees, you had a lot of mics on you. I guess you were at a, they came to your gun store so you could do a press conference or whatever, but
yeah,
they.
I wanted to make a statement because I was criticized for this.
And you're very good at making statements.
I say, you know, Michael, why are you coming out? Why are you talking about this? Well, one, I'm the gun guy. You know, I'm the public figure. I'm gun store owner. You know, I've sued the federal government. I sued, you know, the Austin Police Department, the, you know, constable's office, whatever. And I've won all these court cases. And one of my employees directly involved in a shooting that can be considered a mass shooting, you know, one person dead, you know, multiple people injured. And so if I don't come out and say something, it'd be damned if I do and damned if I don't.
Right.
So I had no choice but to come out and say something. And I'm definitely going to defend my people. I'm going to look at the evidence. And if my people did something wrong, then I'll admit they did something wrong. But they were definitely in the right here. They did exactly what I would do. They did exactly what I teach people to do. And they did exactly what they're supposed to do.
All right. Let's go to that clip.
I want to make sure it's very clear that my employees did exactly what they were supposed to do. They defended themselves. They were being attacked. Someone tried to kill them. One employee was knocked unconscious. He had no choice but to defend himself. He did exactly what I would have done. He did exactly what I trained them to do.
There it is right there. I mean, and you just said it right here. So it's like, you know, and they say when you know the truth, you don't have to remember what you said.
Absolutely.
You know, it just rolls off your tongue. So in that situation, from your knowledge, so they pull up in a parking lot. So you have a truck that's obviously part of this whole deal. Did they attack the guys in the passenger seat or the guys in the driver's seat first?
So this is in the driver's seat. So
the driver was getting attacked.
Right. So the driver is in the driver's seat. These people were in the parking lot. They start banging on the vehicle and that's where it all started from right there.
Right. And then, the passenger is the one who got out and helped his buddy.
Absolutely.
And defended him from being attacked. And you're saying 12 people.
12 versus two. Wow. In what world is it okay for 12 people to attack two people and you not have the right to defend yourself?
Over a case of mistaken identity. Austin police said Friday night shooting at the Cabana Club left a man dead, others injured. Go back to that, please. I was just reading the rest of that. Gun store owner says one against 12. Others proceeding an altercation self-transported to the hospital. So the other people left the scene, I guess, and went to the hospital.
Correct. They all went to the hospital. And, you know, once this happened, you know, so my guys actually, you know, they tried to check themselves out, you know, because they were badly injured. And so they end up going to urgent care and then eventually went to the hospital themselves.
Yeah.
After calling 911 first and then calling the attorney and exercising their right to remain silent.
So right.
They invoked their rights, which everyone has a right. I wish people would do that more often. Once you defend yourself, you have a right, you know, to remain silent, not to incriminate yourself. And so it's important that you don't make any statements to police because you're caught up in the motions. You're caught up in what's going on right now. And it's easy for you to, you know, say the wrong thing that's being recorded by law enforcement on the dash cam and also in the vehicle.
Sure.
Even in the back of that vehicle, you know, you could be recorded saying something. And then that's definitely going to play against you in court. So it's best you sit there, remain silent. And then when you get to jail, because I tell my students, you're going to be arrested. You're going to go to jail. You're going to have to bail yourself out of jail. And while you're in jail, don't even make phone calls because those phone calls are being recorded and that's going to be used against you as well. Don't make phone calls. You got to have a plan when something happens so that way that plan can be kicked into place.
And how did they pick up Ryan? Did they actually go to his house or did he turn himself in? How did that transpire?
So he went to urgent care. He then called 911 from urgent care. He, you know, and the police came over there to arrest him there. And then they took him from there to the hospital because they had to get x-rays and all this stuff done at the hospital and get checked out. So he's doing a lot better. He's okay. He's not locked up because we have six attorneys that are on this case. There's right. six attorneys and there's two private investigators that are on this case. And I've never lost a case. I've been expert witnesses in multiple cases. And so this, me, is a clear case of self-defense. And so I don't plan on, you know, we're not going to lose this. When you're talking first degree felony, you know, murder, mm-hmm. you know, do you know what the qualifications for that is? You know?
Right.
You know, yeah, so.
And they're going to have 11 other witnesses obviously testifying that, oh, we just walked outside and all of a sudden this happened. I mean, when you read this affidavit, you're like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, but your hands are dirty. Your hands yeah. are dirty because you initiated a fight inside of a club of something that happened 6 years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago, I had a beef with someone and now I'm pissed off and I want to get this person back while they're working, you know, and then jump on this person and attack this person. And then my friends help me inside the club to the point that police are called. They don't show up, but I get kicked out of the place. And then when I get kicked out, I run into someone who I don't know, thinking that I do know this person and initiate a fight with this person, you know.
And this is a great, you know, testimony for the Second Amendment, because the cops were called, cops didn't show up, then two other people who are just walking into the maelstrom, they don't even know they're walking into, start getting attacked, and they defended themselves.
So no one in that parking lot, no one part of that group can say they have a halo over their head.
Right.
You know? They don't, you know.
Well, but also, the cops didn't show up till gunshots were fired.
Right.
You know, and when it's 12 on two, and one of the people is being, you know, gang pounded unconscious, you know, what do you do? It's like, you know, the scene from The Outsiders when they're beating up the one guy and they're holding him underwater, choking him. The other dude pulls out a knife and defends him.
Yeah, either you die yeah. or you defend yourself. You
exactly.
Know, your choice.
Judged by 12, carried by 6, is what they said.
And then some people are saying, well, Michael, this was a bar. You know, it was a 51%. They weren't supposed to carry inside the bar. Well, guess what? They were not inside the yeah. bar. They right. were in their vehicle. They just pull up to the parking lot. You know what I do when I get to establishment and I can't carry? One, I'm carrying. You know, I have the gun on me while I'm in my vehicle.
Yeah.
When I get to an establishment that I cannot have the gun in the vehicle, what I do is I get out of the vehicle with the gun on me. I put it in my lockbox, you know, that's in the rear of my vehicle, you know, and then lock my doors and go into that establishment, mm-hmm. you know. So I have the gun on me. So if you approach me, you know, at the time that I, you know, am going from my vehicle to the back of the vehicle, whatever, I'm still inside the vehicle, I have my gun on me. I can have a gun in a parking lot. Everywhere I can have a gun in the parking lot, unless I'm on federal property. And last time I checked, the Cabana Club is not federal property. So I can have a gun on me in the vehicle, inside the vehicle, multiple guns inside the vehicle, 20 guns inside the vehicle. I can get outside the vehicle. I can stand in the parking lot with 20 guns in the parking lot. And that's totally legal. If you attack me while I'm in that parking lot, I have my 20 guns on me, I'm going to shoot you with 20 guns.
And so that law only starts when you cross the threshold going into the establishment.
In the building, on the premises, which yeah. is the building.
Yeah. There it is. So you have to know the law. A lot of people don't know the law in these cases. A lot of people would have talked to the cops. But, you know, with the training of Michael Cargill, and talk about this training, because I've done gun safety training with you to get a concealed carry. And we talked a little bit about incidents, but do you have more courses where you actually go into deep, like if this was what happens if you get into, you know, a shootout of some sort? We talked a little bit about it, but it was more like these are the all the ways you have to carry. These are all the laws you have to follow. It was more that to, you know, cause right. you're taking a test.
Right. I remind people that when it comes to you defending yourself, you have to remember if it's aggravated kidnapping, murder, sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault, robbery, aggravated robbery, you can use force or deadly force to stop someone to protect yourself. If they're attempting to enter or remove you from your home, your vehicle, or your place of business, there are three places that you should feel safe in the state of Texas. In most states, you should feel safe. That is your home, your vehicle, and your place of business. If someone attempts to enter or remove you from your home, your vehicle, your place of business, you can use force or deadly force to stop them. That is the Castle Doctrine. So these guys did not know what the gun laws were. They didn't know what self-defense laws were. And so they FA and they FO'd.
Yeah. That's what happens. And then after the shooting, What should somebody do if they are involved in a shooting and they're the one who pulled the trigger?
You should immediately call 911. First you got to check yourself out, make sure, okay, get yourself out of there. You got to get out of danger and get to safety. And that's what I taught my people to do. They got out of there, got to safety, and then, went to get medical care, and then they called 911, and then they called the attorney, which is what they should have done. They did exactly what they were supposed to do.
And when did you find out about this? You said you went to sleep that night. Did you find out early the next morning?
Yeah, I fell asleep. Someone gave me a call, and I was like, oh, my goodness, And it took me a couple seconds to wake up. And
why is my phone buzzing?
Yeah, if it's not my parents, something going on. Yeah. Someone breaking into my parents' home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, climbing through the second floor of their window, my parents shooting and killing this person. It's my employees, my friends, or someone like that, So that's what happens.
Wow.
And that puts me, Michael Cargill, right in the middle.
It does. And you've been in the middle of a few of these things. Tell people quickly, we got about 4 minutes left, the bus incident. That happened, started at your store, right?
Yeah. So this guy, he's a teenager. He decided to walk into the gun store. My employee was showing him a firearm, and this guy decided to take the gun and run out the front door with it.
Snatch and grab.
Yeah. Snatch and grab there. And so, this guy, comes in and does this, and, when we're all there, we're on point. We have a code word. We have a plan. We get into action and we communicate with each other, whether it's body language, movements, whatever, words, and we jump in and boom, we go, and everyone's like right on point. So one employee goes for the vehicle, another employee calls 911. I go out the back door. And so this guy goes to the city bus station. He gets on the city bus there. I run over and I stop the bus from going, and I ask the bus driver to open the door. The bus driver opens the door. I get inside the city bus there and I tell the bus driver, lock the door. Don't let anyone off this bus. And so I said, this guy's got a gun that he stole from us and he's not getting off this bus. So the customers that were on the bus were like, what's going on? I said, look, this guy, he took a gun. He stole a gun from a gun store and no one's getting off this bus. We will die before I let this guy get off this bus. And so everyone sitting on the bus, grabbed their phone, started calling 911.
Right.
I'm like, great, because I've called them, my employees have called them, and the police are not here yet. So right. Great, continue to call. So you tell them there's a black guy on this bus with a gun. You tell them whatever you need to tell them to get the police here, but he is not getting off this bus with his gun and committing a crime with it. So finally the police get there. I actually ended up calling ATF myself. And ATF contacted the local law enforcement.
You called the feds.
I called the feds. And so I'm like, look, dude, I've called the police and they're not showing up yet. What's going on?
We got a stolen gun.
Right.
That's a federal matter.
It is. Yeah. And so they contacted local law enforcement. Then finally, 3-4 officers showed up, 2 agents showed up. And so they handcuffed this guy, his friend, and they started searching him. They said, he doesn't have a gun. I'm like, oh crap. I said, trust me, the gun's on this bus. They're like, no, we can't find it. I said, trust me, either one of the customers, has the firearm, or he's hitting this firearm, in the back of the bus or somewhere. And so they started searching. They're searching. They're looking. I called my employees, had them send me a security camera footage of he put it in a backpack.
Right.
I had them send me that backpack. And so I showed them. I said, look, this is what we're looking for. The gun is in his backpack, and so it's on this bus. And so they're looking. They're searching. And finally, it was an extended bus, and they finally found it in the back of the bus, in the back seat underneath something.
Wow.
So, it was a Glock 17 that he stolen from the gun store.
And Glock 17, they just showed a picture of you. We actually have a video. There it is right there. We got video still of Michael Cargill on the bus trying to explain to the cops, listen, I know there's a gun on this bus and nobody's getting off until we get to the bottom of this. Amazing. Hey, Michael, I got some callers. Do you want to stay on for the next segment and take calls with
Absolutely.
Me?
Go for it.
All right. And I also want to transition. This is an interesting case that I think you might. Missing nuclear official becomes 10th person leaked to dark pattern surrounding U.S. secrets. Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
This is, these are all the people that since 2023 that have been involved in, different types of Air Force, propulsion type things and they're missing. And now we have a 10th person. It was 9 not too long ago, but you can see 2026. We got two new people.
Oh, wow.
So one just went missing and that's, Steven Garcia, 48, vanished without a trace and on August 28th. So they're just finding these people now. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier. Like I said, it's a crazy world, right? Maybe if some of these people were armed, they might not be missing. That's interesting. You know, and I wish I had the video. I had another video that I saw over the weekend that I wanted to show you. In fact, I'll see if I can find it.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. Don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. So we've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customer 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We got some callers on the line. I'm going to look, see if anybody is Second Amendment real quick. It looks like everybody's, ghost murmur. Oh, is that, yeah. What do you think? Oh, somebody wants to say Alex jumped the shark. I'll definitely go to Keith. We got Godzilla, John, Patriot Independence and Wayne in Missouri. We're going to go to all you guys, but I was talking to Michael, during the break, and I'm like, you got to see this video. Cause, and guys, pull this up, stick it in the middle of us so we can look at it while we're talking. But this, it's like an old lady and old man. They're out in the woods, you know, live out in the middle of, in the country, and they got their security cameras on, and I think something hit their light. And so they're looking at this. Pull it up, guys. Let's roll it. Let's not keep the suspense. And, do y'all have it or do you not have it? You said you had it. Oh, you're putting it in the boxes. So, all right. There it is.
Are going off.
You can kill the audio. So they said the roosters are going nuts. They're fast forwarding it and it's going to go over to like a little, it looks like some sort of a water tank at some point. We're going to push into this. It looks like a little water tank or like a, and they're seeing something out there in the distance. They're like, what is, now, and it looks like it's, and Grok said this was not AI. It looks like security camera. So, what the heck is that?
It's time to go. I know that.
Time to grab your gun.
Sound
right?
That's right.
They follow this thing around. This thing's walking around their property for a while, and they don't hear the dogs barking. So it's not waking up the dogs, and it's got a very peculiar walk, kind of walks like Joe Biden. But at one point they got this thing and see, it's just kind of walking along, looking. You can't really see any hair or clothes on this thing. And it's sort of all blown out probably from the light. Like you can see where the spotlight's kind of blowing it out. So this doesn't look like it's faked in any way. And there it goes running off again. But and then they back it up and they go and it's literally looking through their window. Mm. You can see it over there on the window. It's going to be to the bottom left of that screen. There's the window. And then you go back to the thing and there it is looking in their window right there. Creepy. What do you do in that situation there, Michael Cargill?
Man, I think I would follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta investigate.
You gotta see where it's going.
I need to know where are you going? Who are you? And oh yeah, I'm gonna follow.
Is that an illegal alien? What are we looking at?
It looks like it. I'm looking for some kind of, you know, vehicle or something that's, you know.
Moving pretty fast right there. It seemed to get a drink of water from that tower, whatever that tower was.
I'm getting the dogs and we're going after it.
Okay. So get the dogs first.
Absolutely.
And your gun. You going shotgun or AR-15?
Oh, AR all the way.
AR.
Okay. 60 round mag.
60 round
mag. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And a sidearm.
Absolutely.
And a knife.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very interesting. Totally creeped me out looking at that because, you hear, you know, in the Appalachian Mountains, they say if you're out there and something starts calling your name, don't go to the thing calling your name. Walk away and, in fact, run away.
I think by the time the police got there, I would have finished performing the autopsy.
All right. Let's go to Wayne in Missouri. He wants to talk about what's really going on with the Iran war. Wayne has got the intel. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I want to say thank you to Alex Jones for waking me up out of my sleep years ago after 9/11 happened. Because I was walking around just raising my kids, wasn't really paying attention to anything that was going on, trying to pay my bills, watching CNN and everything that they were telling me on the television. So I just
when they pulled out the passport, they're like, "Whoa, wow, they found the passport." That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good police work.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I don't know if any of your listeners or you are familiar with a website called PrometheanAction.com.
I am, actually. I know I've heard the name. Who does Promethean Action?
Well, they have a bunch of different people that do.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. There's an older lady that likes to talk about what's going on.
Susan Okinda.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. A friend of mine named John from Tennessee turned me on to them just in the last couple, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or so. And if you haven't heard the way she explains things about how Britain has basically been acting like the mob and protection mm-hmm. money. Like, you know, hey, if you don't pay us for protection, your place won't burn down if you pay us. If Lloyd's of London coffee shop in London is a little bitty coffee shop that has been giving ships coming out of the Strait of Hormuz permission, insurance, so to speak. And this has been going on for the last 100 years. So she's a lady. Now, I can't say everything she's saying is 100% true, but if you've never heard it the way that she's been explaining it in the last couple of weeks, everybody listening right now needs to go there and listen to this woman, because she really sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
And she's very measured, and she backs her stuff up with sources. And a lot of the stuff she talks about is not stuff in the like mainstream media that you're going to see. You're not going to see the stuff she's talking about. She's going in and looking at policy papers and looking at things that were said 2 years ago, and then like showing how they relate to stuff today, which I really like how, and I'll tell you what, if you watch some Promethean action videos, you'll look at the madness going on right now and be like, oh, okay, I kind of see what's going on. That some of this makes sense. Okay, I'm not going to jump off a building. I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to blow myself up, you know. And I hear what you're saying, Wayne. That's good. She seems to be saying this is a reorder. Her whole thing with Trump is he's reordering stuff, and it's moving away from Europe, kind of and especially England, being the controlling house of the world, basically world affairs, and that it's moving, and we're breaking away from Europe in that whole contingent. North America is becoming its own big boy. We're putting on our big boy pants, and we're not being part of the world order that has happened. And so we are creating, in a sense, you could say we are creating a new world order, but it's not one based on globalism. It's one based on where America is like, boom, we're going to be the big dog on the block, and we're not going to take crap from people.
And we're the massive superpower. You know, yeah. You know, we have the best military on this planet. So
yeah, it makes sense. Is that what your assessment is as well, Wayne?
Yes, it is. And thank you for understanding that. You know, England has never been our friend ever. You know, I get it. I have English blood in me. I'm English, Irish, Croatian, Dutch, and German. So I've got a lot of different nationalities in me. But we sent them packing in the Revolutionary War, and they have been nothing but a thorn in the whole world's side, let alone ours. They've never been on our side. Even though we claim them as an ally, the government, you know, the English people, there's a lot of good people everywhere. Don't get me wrong, but
their government's totally holding them hostage with all the migrants and everything.
Just like they've done holding the whole world hostage mm-hmm. way longer than I've been alive, and we've been alive. I mean, you know, they're terrible, absolutely terrible.
Let me get this out real quick, and then I'll let you finish. I was having a discussion with producer Scott during like second hour of the Alex Jones show. We were talking about things. I was grabbing those clips of Mike Waltz off the computer, and we were talking about, you know, how J6, he saw from the very beginning that it was a bad thing that had happened, that people had breached the Capitol, because he said the media is going to turn this against everybody and make this the big issue. And he said, the reason we won the Revolutionary War is because we ran the printing press. We made our own flyers. We were making our own booklets. We were making our own essentially propaganda to show the other people, hey, this is what's going on. Had the English been controlling the press, had the English been able to put that stuff out, we might not have won the Revolutionary War, because they would have been able to turn, you know, the 40, 50%, 60% that weren't involved, turn them against the revolutionaries, saying, or turning them in, you know, turn them into Stasi spies. So it's very important to have that press. And the press now is still, they may act like they're with Trump in certain situations, but they're not. They are definitely not. And they want to foment what has been going on since Obama got into power, which is create this divide between, they saw people coming together during Occupy Wall Street. They saw people unite against that. And they're like, we got to stop this. The only way to do it is to divide people on race. And that's how we can do it. And that's what they've been doing ever since.
Mm. I agree.
Your response to that?
Oh, no, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
And they're upset. You know, they want Trump to attend the this press thing that they have once a year. And I don't think he's going to attend it. And so, yeah, they're
They're having fits.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Wayne. You got anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, I don't get to have intelligent conversations with people like this very often. I could stay on here for the next half hour and bring up some really good points, but I'm going to go for now just to give somebody else a chance. And I will be calling in again, trying to talk to you, because I just want to say one more thing before I leave. I hope Alex is listening to this. I'd like to see Alex kind of take it easy on the attitude of Melania is leaving Donald Trump. I don't think that's a wise thing for him to be saying or doing right now, simply because you don't bring somebody's wife into petty spit spat, even though he called Alex stupid and low IQ and says ridiculous things. Trump's got a mouth on him, and to be honest with you, if I had to be in the same room with him, this fight, even sure. though I voted for him.
Sure, yeah, you know? Yeah. No, yeah. You know, Trump wants to be the alpha dog. That's definitely true. Well, thanks for calling, Wayne. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was great. Guys, bring up their website. It's Promethean Spire, I think, something like that. But bring that up so we can show people where that is, where you could go get a kind of measured response that's not coded with, you know, big pharma ads and everything else. These people are just like kind of old LaRouchians. They're Lyndon LaRouchians. They're from that school. And you watch this stuff and you're like, oh, this kind of makes sense. Okay. The world's not going to end, you know, and, you know, we know Trump threatened North Korea. He's like, I got a big red button too. You know, Trump did all this stuff. Trump does this. This is his thing. Now, I don't agree with saying we're going to blow you off, you know, blow you guys off the map. I don't think that was the right thing to do, but he said it and that's what we have. But let's see. Monday Brief exposed Trump names the hidden war. Britain has no cards left. Promethean Action website. Yeah, it is. That looks like it is. And there, so I would say go watch some of their stuff. See what you think. Let's go to Abraham. Abraham in New York has a gun question. We got the gun guy right here with us. So you called at the right time, Abraham. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he's a really great entrepreneur and a great role model. I would like for him to remark on the seed capital and what was his start in the industry of distributing and also educating. How did he get to set up? Did he stop with a little shop? But my other question was, how do you explain to a 12-year-old what is an American gun owner? What is that individual? Mm. You know, obviously, you know. And second, how do we teach that 12-year-old what is the place of this instrument, a gun, in our society as human beings? Like, how do you explain to them to frame it properly?
All right, Michael, we got a philosophical and a historical question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got started by I actually started in the living room of my house, you know, teaching people how to shoot and stuff like that. I got my neighbors together, family members together, you know, all sat down on a Saturday morning and talked gun safety, talked gun law, and went to the gun range and shot. And then one of my neighbors like, what's going on? Is this some kind of militia? You know, what's happening here? What do you got going on, Michael? On a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, people are getting out of their vehicle with guns. You know, yeah. What's happening? And so they wanted to join in, and then other people wanted to join in. And I said, okay, we need to find somewhere else to go. So we went to hotel conference rooms. We started.
I'm sure that went over well.
Yeah, started doing classes there. We actually got overbooked, you know, in the hotel conference rooms.
Nice.
And then we had to find our own place. And that's how we ended up at Central Texas Gunworks. And I've been doing it for like 20, 25 years, you know, so, you know, teaching classes. I think you should start kids young. You know, you definitely should start them young, teach them gun safety, you know, don't touch the firearm, you know, unless, you know, parents around, there's an adult around, stuff like that, and take them to the gun range. You know, show them that, you know, what they actually can do. You know, teach them how to shoot. I've taken someone as young as 2 years old to the gun range and taught them how to shoot. I remember this, you know, little kid, he's like 2 years, a little less than 2 years. And he started shooting him, helping him hold the gun and everything. And he got support. He's like, I got this. Move. Stop. I got it. You know, so, you know, it gave him that confidence, you know, that he wanted to, you know, actually continue shooting. And I love that, you know.
And when a young kid sees what a gun can do, they're not going to start playing around with it because they're like, oh, this is serious. Because most of the time when you see kids, it's an accident where they grab the gun. They don't realize it's loaded or whatever, and it goes off. I don't think there's ever a point where a young kid is trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, it takes.
They're screwing around because they don't know, and that's what happens. And then you get, you know, a tragic incident.
Right. You have to remove the curiosity of it. You know, teach them about it. Let them do, use it. Take them to the range. You know, how to hold, how to stand. You know, what's going to happen when that bullet goes out of the barrel of that gun and hits, you know, the target. Let them see that and let them, you know, let them shoot on rapid fire, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think it's fun. It's nice. Teach them how to hunt because we need to get back to the basics, you know, how to hunt for our food. You know, what if something happens? We're at that point, you know, everything collapses. You know, can you go out and can you, you know, kill, you know, for your food? Can you bring it back? You know,
and not even collapse. It could be high prices. You know, a deer will feed you. It'll feed a family of four for several months.
I mean, look, my goodness, the gas prices right now, people are losing their ever-loving mind. I'm waiting for people to start siphoning, you know, gas out of people's
We're going to start getting locks again on our on our gas pipe, our gas caps.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that to happen. So you need to teach your family how to survive. And, you know, and if COVID didn't teach you, you know, going through that whole experience, things being shut down, you know, the government, everyone being locked up in place or whatever. If that didn't teach you anything, you know, man, you're not learning. You know, you got to know how to, you know, be prepared for your family and be that, you know, provider.
All right. Thanks for the call, Abraham. That was good. That was a good call. Let's go to Dragon in Wisconsin. Let's talk about the obfuscation of laws in, it says many Texas. Do you guys mean mini Texas, M-I-N-I, or go ahead, Dragan?
It's actually Bregan.
Oh, they put a D there. I thought it was Bregan, yeah.
Hey, I'm the guy who said that I adore the fact that you've been around for a long time and you actually told me some pretty bizarre stories. You've been there, and Darren, and a bunch of other people, and I don't give a knee to very many people. I would to you guys. So, with that being said, I love your the person who's online with you,
Michael Cargill, Central Texas Gunworks.
Michael Cargill.
Yep.
Gun owners of America also. I'm friends with a person in West Bend, Wisconsin, who was doing similar types of gun ownership. And do you want to carry a do you want to have a lawyer who is always available? No. State by state, laws are different. I appreciate what you're doing. However, what is the coming, basically, issue with InfoWars? And are we, what is the true deadline? I love you.
Yeah. Okay. The true deadline of what's going on. Well, as of right now, it's going to be April 30th is when we're going to cease operations here at the Central Texas Command Center. And that's for many reasons. I'm going to let Alex explain why, but that looks like the date at this point. As I sit here right now, this is the date. I don't think that's changing. It's changed many times, mainly because, you know, the Revolutionary War, even though it looked like they were losing most of the time, the reason they didn't lose the war is because they didn't stop fighting. And so when Alex says, hey, this is happening, I need your support, it's because we're fighting a constant battle. There have been two instances where we've been kicked out of this area. One, they tried to do it on June of 2024, and then another with that fake auction. And the big one was, so the June one was where they brought their armed security and said, oh, they have guns. One of their arguments was they have guns here. Yeah, a lot of people have guns here. It's just, we're in Texas, bro. That's what we do. We carry guns. And that was their, that we were dangerous and that CRO tried to, you know, basically constrict the company by getting rid of all outside sponsors. And so they've kind of done the same thing with this new state-based receiver who is basically not paying the bills. So at some point, like, internet's going to get cut off here. All the other satellite services, the satellite ends on May 1st. So we have to have we already have a backup studio, but then that's going to be run by a different company. It's not going to be run by Free Speech Systems anymore. So Free Speech Systems will technically, will cease to operate at the end, like 11:59 on April 30th. And then May 1st, we will be at the new place. That's how things are right now. Things as I understand them. That could change, but that's where it's at. That's why we always need your support. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That is our main sponsor. If there's any sponsor that you support, it's thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, since you asked, 60% off. It says everything today only. So a massive sale. Go there right now. Check out everything we have. We have the shirts, hats. They're talking $15.99 each. There's the low IQ hat. We've got the 1776. Are you low IQ?
I think I'm low IQ.
There you go. Sometimes it's good to be low IQ. We have the 1776 shirts that are InfoWars. We're not going to be selling anything at the Alex. When I say we, I mean the people at the Alex Jones store, Bigly, is not going to be selling anything with the InfoWars logo on it after April 30th. So if you want something with the InfoWars logo on it, you need to go right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Check out that cooler right there. Looks like one of those kind of Yeti-ish soft coolers.
Right.
It's got some koozies in it. It's got some sunglasses. Check it out. $79.99. I think when you go to try to buy these at the Yeti type stores, mm-hmm. they're a lot more expensive.
Right.
And it's also a great carry-on bag. That's what I use when I go on. I have my backpack. Or my carry-on bag, and I bring a cooler with me. Oh, yeah. And I put stuff in the cooler, and then when I go somewhere and I want to put some drinks in the cooler, I just pull everything out and put it in a soft bag, pull everything out, and I got a cooler. I don't have to go look for a cooler. I don't have to make the cooler in the sink with ice. Right. I've got my cooler.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's a great $79 for an amazing cooler that's also a carry-on bag. So
like,
check.
Yeah, like you said, that's going to be twice as more expensive in other places.
Exactly. Yeah. So get that and you support what we're doing. So check that out. Ultimate Chill, Ultimate Energy have launched. And, let's see. Right now, look at this. Subscribe and lock in for life. $16.99 a month for, it looks like Ultimate Energy and Ultimate Chill. And this is only going to be for the first 1,000 subscribers of the product. So if you want Ultimate Energy and Ultimate Chill, it's basically caffeine and L-theanine. And then in the chill, there's L-theanine and something else that I don't have it in front of me. You know what? I'll go find one at the break and let you know what's in it. But right now, the first 1,000 subscribers, you lock it in for $16.99 a month. Regularly after that, it's going to go to $24.99 a month. And if you're a VIP member, you get $40 a month for... They charge you $30, but they give you an extra $10 on top of that. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. 60% off today only. Check it out and get you a cooler while you're there. There's Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy. Michael, it's been great having you. We do have, I think we have one more Second Amendment question. So why don't you stay for the first five, and we'll get that Second Amendment question from Forrest, and maybe we'll get Dan in West Virginia. He wants to talk about the Appalachian Mountains. Woo! So maybe we'll get both of those in. I went to college in West Virginia, so I know a little bit about don't go when something calls your name out in the woods. Don't go there. All right. Don't go see. Hey, what's up?
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line.
Now, here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, theallisonstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info or this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, theallisonstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
We are back, first 5 minute segment here, and normally we play like a special report or something. In fact, we got a John Bound special report on Ireland, but we're not going to get to that now because we did get a call about the Second Amendment from Forrest in Minnesota. Forrest, you're on the air. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I was wondering, what is going to be the future with the Second Amendment as it applies to arming drones and with this big Optimus robot push that's going to come out of Tesla and Elon Musk, are we going to be able to, like, have, like, a little armed android, like a Star Wars kind of thing?
A Sentry?
Yeah, like a Sentry, because that would be, like, the ultimate security, you know what I mean? Like, to guard you while you sleep, guard your outside, guard your inside. If you had a sentry outside and that scary thing was walking through your yard, you know, the sentry would just light it right up, you know, and then we'll ask questions later.
Wait a minute. Do we want to light up the thing that's walking around in our backyard?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay.
We want to light them up.
Maybe it's from another planet or another dimension and it's just trying to find its way home.
But you know what? You're turning me on here. I love this fact of this sentry, having a drone that's armed. Oh my goodness. I love this. You give me thoughts here.
Can't get enough, huh?
I'm planning things in my head right now. You know, a drone, armed drone around the house, you know, that can deploy. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I love this.
Now me watching movies and especially Star Wars, I remember the Order 66 that went out where the stormtroopers that were supposed to be friends with the Republic then turned on the Jedi and started killing them. So that's what I worry about with an armed drone or an armed sentry robot is who programmed that sentry robot? Can it be hacked? Can it then be turned on its master, supposedly? So those are all questions that we're going to have to answer in the next, I think, 5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's, you know, we've already seen the arm robot dogs.
Yes.
That go out. And then if you watch Black Mirror, the robot dogs are going around killing everybody.
We have the little robots, you know, walking around here in Austin, Texas too, you know, on the corners and stuff like that. They're testing them out. I'm actually all for it right now. You know, so we'll see what happens. I definitely like the fact of having, you know, right now my dogs actually, you know, carry a gun. So.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, I have a gun mounted on one of my dogs when we're walking out in the neighborhood and stuff like that. Mike's like, hey Mike, and Mike's dog, and Mike's dog with his gun.
Mike's dog with his gun. Now, so I guess the question I could see coming out of this is, does the Second Amendment apply to an android? Does the android have a right to carry the gun?
It's going to be property, so I'm going to say no.
You know,
it's property. It's yours. Just like, you know, you having a gun on a dog, you know, that's your property. So that's like you carrying the gun.
Right.
That's your property. You're going to be responsible for that property. You know, what happens.
See, there's the gun on that one. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
F-A-F-O. Don't take the truck.
Yeah. I think they were running from the dogs. And who knows why? This is in the future. But they're in England. You could tell because he's driving on the right side of the road. And there he's getting his information. He's talking to the people, but yeah. All right. Let's go to, we got a minute left. Dan in West Virginia. Go ahead. Tell us about the Appalachian Mountains. Dan in West Virginia, you're on the air.
I got it right, Rob. I love you, but going to WVU, I figured you'd know most of all. You don't call it the Appalachian Mountains. It's Appalachian Mountains.
I call it both ways. You have 40 seconds now, Dan. Go for it.
Well, I've been trying for years to get y'all to play a certain song for your bumper music. It's Fired Up by Black Label Society. It matches InfoWars, everything y'all have done.
Is that Lynch? Is that Lynch, the guitar player in Black Label Society?
No, that's Zach Wild.
Zach Wild, okay.
Yeah. I figure y'all shouldn't have any problems with it because it's over 20 years old, but I think it's pretty fitting. But...
And you called to just tell me it's Appalachian Mountains. Did you ever see anything like that in your backyard? Yeah.
If something comes up in my backyard, if I don't shoot it, I'll tell them that it's that important. They can call me in the morning.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra methylene blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Screen is part of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. Why is it limited edition? Because you have until April 30th to get these. Because after that, they're not selling them anymore. Big League will cease to sell these. So if you want anything with the InfoWars logo on it, that stacked logo, you better go right now to thealexjonesstore.com. And also, today is a great day to go because everything is 60% off. So if you're going to go, go now. 60% off thealexjonesstore.com. Pick up a cooler. Pick up a shirt. Pick up some hats. Subscribe to Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, the first. Now, what's cool about these products is that they both basically have, I gotta take these off because it's small handwriting. They both basically have two ingredients. Ultimate Energy has L-theanine and caffeine from, coffee fruit extract. And so it picks you up, but the L-theanine kind of keeps it smooth. That's the great thing about L-theanine. And this one has just got some magnesium, some ashwagandha, and some L-theanine. So it's to chill you out. Magnesium is great for your muscles too. If you got sore muscles, it keeps you from getting cramps. If you're getting cramps a lot, you definitely need to uptake your magnesium, especially in your legs. My kids are going through growth spurts and they're always having leg cramps at night. And I'm just like, you're not taking enough magnesium. And they're like, shut up, Dad. What do you know? I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know. All right. Dan in West Virginia. So a creature like that comes in your house and you're going to, tell it to call you in the morning. That's your strategy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If it's that important to go bump in the night, I'll have a call me in the morning or else it gets shot.
Well, there you go. Anything else? What part of West Virginia are you in?
You know where Bolt Mountain is down in southern West Virginia?
That's the one part I'm not really familiar with. I'm familiar with the little Tentacle, and I'm familiar with Huntington and a little bit of Charleston, and then mainly up north.
Yeah, I always use my middle finger as a map of West Virginia. Oh, I always say we're shaped like a middle finger for a reason.
Like that.
And if you go down just above the wrist. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, like that. That's pretty much how it is right there. There's a little, the little tentacle sticks out farther like that into in between Maryland and Virginia. You know, because that's the reason West Virginia is the way it's shaped is because that's the area. They're like, no, we don't want to do anything here. There's too many mountains and too many crazy people making moonshine. We don't want to go in there.
Yeah, during the Prohibition days, they kept sending revenueers and agents down here to hunt down the moonshiners,
yeah.
And they never come back, and the government got tired of sending them down, so they just stopped.
Yeah.
The moonshine kept flowing.
And now they show up on people's security cameras, still trying to get their government payout.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks for calling, Dan. Let's go to who... We had a caller about Chad, Minnesota, talking about the missing and dead 10 officials, said it's all tied to UFOs. Go ahead, Chad in Minnesota.
Hey, Rob, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just strange that there's now 10 individuals that seem to be all wrapped up into somewhat of technologies that we're not supposed to have access to, and it's supposed to be a matter of national security. And yet, I don't see really any push for trying to find these individuals. I mean, if they're extremely important, why is, like, the national news and the mainstream media not covering it like they did with Nancy Guthrie?
Nancy Guthrie, yeah, Grandma Guthrie. I know, yeah. She and so far, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 missing, and there's 5 dead. So some of these people, like Jason Thomas, Norvitus Chemical Biology, he was found in March of 2026. So he was just found. He went missing on December 12th. We got Michael David Hicks, missing since 2023. Frank Maywald, missing since July 4th, 2024. NASA JPL Principal Researcher, Jet Propulsion Laboratories. That's where all the, I think Michael Aquino comes out of Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So they were doing some crazy stuff there. Anthony Chavez, missing since May 4th, 2025, Los Alamos. I mean, these are organizations, you don't get to just go into these places. And so you're wondering, is the government part of this? Are they making these people go missing? Are elements of the government? Or are other entities that want to keep this stuff secret, this technology? Because Trump said it in his first inauguration address. He's like, we're going to release the technologies out to the world. And people are going, oh yeah, his uncle, you know, raided the Tesla lab. So he knows that there's amazing technology out there that we don't have access to. You know, what do you think of that?
I'm in the boat with the, I think the government is not, it's hard to say, but I think the government is trying to cover it up by not drawing attention to it, because I think it is, I truly believe that it has everything to do with being so close to free energy from fusion, the AI data centers, what's all wrapped up with nuclear stockpile stewardship, the LLNL, that's the Lawrence Liverpool National Laboratory, the NIF, the National Ignition Facility, where they are. They just, back in December of 2022, they just, you know, said, oh, we came up with breakthrough technology in fusion, which is more energy out than required.
Which we saw that in the 90s, too. Didn't we remember the guys that came out with the cold fusion technology in the 90s? And then they're like, oh, that was fake. We didn't really have that. That didn't exist.
Exactly. And I'm getting concerned because, you know, we've got, obviously, Sam Altman. We have all these companies stealing. And the other thing, the other aspect to this is deuterium and tritium, and then versus boron or boron 11. And it's almost as if those companies are in competition. In that interview, there was a small clip that Alex Jones had on with Jesse Beltran,
mm-hmm.
And he had Dr. Jack Cruz on there. And Dr. Jack Cruz talked about deuterium and tritium, and then he also pushes DDW, which is deuterium depleted water. And if you look up the price of that, it's outrageous for that water. And it's also the fact that, like, desalination plants will find, I mean, we can get deuterium and tritium. It's just, how are they going to get it? It's plentiful in the sea. So I think there's a whole bunch of things that are going on that are just kind of under the radar a little bit. And I think we need to break open that thing. But then again, it's a matter of national security. And we've got the Invention Security Act of 51, and we've got the National Security Act of 47. It's just like, we can't get, I mean, it's just that revolving where we're never going to get anywhere with it. And we won't get an answer. And I just want to see that Nuno Lorero going missing, I think, is the key to it, because he was in the boat. It sounds like when you research him, he was looking for finding a means of getting, breaking through and getting technologies to help society. And now he's gone. He's dead. He was shot. It's just like, so that's my two cents. Thanks for your time, Rob.
Yeah, that was great. He died in December 15th or 16th. They don't know. 2025. Nuno Lorero. This is very, very, very interesting. All these people. And then you got the retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin, who went missing on February 27th. He just walked out of his house. I think he left his wallet and his phone there and just walked out. Yeah. I mean, and he's a major general, and there doesn't seem to be much interest. And it's like, oh, these people are missing, by the way. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Thanks for the call, Chad. Let's go to Mike in, well, let's see. Mike, you just got on. Well, no, you've been on for a while, but I want to go. I'll see who's on longer. Yeah, let's go to Patriot Independence from Virginia. Go ahead, Patriot.
Hey, what's going on, Rob? How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going good.
I got a few things that I wanted to touch on. One thing is, I want to start out, I'm not a fan of the war. I've been pretty disappointed with some of the things that Trump's been doing the last few months. But a question that I had for you is, if you look at all these tankers that are coming into the Gulf and all that, I'm wondering, would this be, what Trump planned for? Because you got to think, Chevron, ExxonMobil, those companies right now, dude, they're making a killing off this right now.
Big time. Big time. And I think that's what, and if you look at the history of Venezuela, we basically invested a bunch of money into Venezuela, a bunch of American companies invested into Venezuela, and they were supposed to, get some of that money back in the printing or in the drilling of oil. And then Venezuela nationalized them and kicked those companies out. So what Trump sees is, hey, these people wronged us. And it is sort of gangster. He's like, we're just going to go take their leader. We're going to fly in and take their leader and bring him out. And then we're going to say, listen, if you don't do what we say, we're going to take you and do the same thing. And so it is sort of a gangster type stance he's putting out there, but very limited loss of life, none on our end. And, so far that gambit on that end seemed to work. Iran, I think, is a totally different animal. And I think he got a little too, he had some hubris in him and thought this was going to be a 2-day thing. And then the people of Iran would rise up and overthrow their government. And that hasn't happened. And it seems like the time to do it would have been before maybe the 30,000 people that got gunned down. That would have been the time to do it. Cause those are probably your first responder type people that would have started the rise up. And Iran made sure they killed all of them, so people are like, oh, we're not going to go out until everybody's dead, until everybody puts their guns down. That's when that's what I think of that part of it. But yeah, I don't like the war either. And I don't like him saying he's going to send our troops there and Israel saying we're not going to send any troops, because Israel's the group that I think wants this war more than we do.
So, and then you got another thing. Well, I got two more things here. The next one is, you got people saying they're going to do protest votes, and either they're not going to vote or they're going to vote Democrat. And for anybody that's listening I want to highly advise you not do that, because there were people in the state that I'm in Virginia, that weren't happy with Trump, and they didn't want to vote for Winsome Sears because she didn't have Trump's endorsement. But later we found out why she didn't have Trump's endorsement, and Trump downed her because she didn't take AIPAC money. Okay, but that's a different story for another time. My point is look at what happened to Virginia when people decided to either not vote or vote Democrat.
Yeah. They
and
got
now
a goblin.
We're going through a fight of our lives pretty much on the Second Amendment with the new gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this redistricting map.
And the taxes.
Which, by the way, that redistricting map, if the courts don't get involved, I'd be shocked, because Virginia has a bipartisan redistricting committee. And what Scamberger did, they bypassed the Virginia Bipartisan Redistricting Committee and went to the National Democrat Redistricting Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to have 10 Democrats and one Republican in the state.
Right.
Once that happens, Virginia is completely lost. You might as well forget about it. And it's just...
You know, Virginia was one of the first states to institute this thing. Like, you weren't allowed to have a radar detector in your car. I remember, and this is like in the late 80s, early 90s, you couldn't, if you had a radar detector, the cops had sensors on there to find that, and they would come get you if you had a radar detector.
I highly advise people, do not sit the midterms out, and for the love of God, don't vote for a Democrat. Unless you want your state to go down the path of what we're going through in Virginia right now, you'll stand up and go vote. Because the Democrats ultimately want you to sit at home. It's like Alex always said. They want you to sit at home
and
say, to hell with it and do nothing.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't seem like the Republicans are doing a good job of attracting those voters. I mean, like, pass the SAVE Act already. And they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. I personally think this. I think the old school Republican senators like the Cornyns, the Thunes, the Turtle McConnells, these guys like to not be in power. They like to be the minority, not like a supermajority of Democrats, but just enough where they're like, oh, we'll give you our vote, but we want this. That's how they like to roll. They don't like to roll in power because they really don't want to do anything. They like the status quo. They like the insider trading. But, you know, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, picks Republican slaughter in November, and that can definitely happen if you got these disillusioned independents and people that are pissed at Trump. It could happen. I personally am not happy with Trump endorsing Lindsey Graham, and people are like, oh, well, he has something on Lindsey Graham, so Lindsey Graham will do what he says. Let's just think about that type of mentality. Why don't we just get somebody who will do right with what's right? Not some weird, foppish warmonger who wants to send your kids to die and just go, oh, well, Trump has something on him, so he'll do what he says. You don't know that. First of all, this guy's not, I don't think he is going to do that. I think he's a bullshitter. Okay? And he's the last guy you want. Why can't we have somebody with a little bit of integrity and honesty? Is that so wrong? We can't have that? So I put something out a couple days ago. If you think endorsing Lindsey Graham is MAGA, then you're the reason the GOP will remain entrenched in the deep state. Lindsey Graham has called for J6ers to be shot in the head. And I posted the video down there. Trump asked his supporters to go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Let your voice be heard. He said that, and I put him in quotes. Cops started tear gassing, beating people, and fired over bullets. And after planting two fake bombs, and people defended themselves, and the chicken shit Congress would not call for an investigation into the election that was clearly stolen. Lindsey Graham represents the deep state. He's not a person you get involved with. You don't go, oh, I'm going to work with this guy because we know he has no conscience and no backbone and no moral compass. And then, you know, if Trump hasn't endorsed John Cornhole yet, but if he does that, you know, I'm like, why do we have to have swamp creatures? Why can't it be people that are just new to this game and aren't bought and sold? So anyway, I put my 12-point plan. If you want a better country, you need to institute the following. Single issue bills only. Term limits. End all congressional stock trading and foreign lobbying. End all pensions for elected public servants. I'm not talking about the workers. The people who get elected don't get a pension anymore. You're done. Okay? 20 years of hard labor for federal fraud. Okay? All the people that were ripping everybody off during COVID, 20 years hard labor. And then you're out. But you got to do 20 years hard labor. And we take all the money that you stole. End mass mail-in voting. Hand-counted paper ballots only. End the Federal Reserve System. End the IRS. Hold pharma accountable for vaccine damage. End the H-1B and OTP programs. If you don't know what OTP is, it's almost as bad as H-1B. Deport all illegals, and those that self-deport can reapply. Now, if you do that, all these things have downhill things that they will fix. It'll fix a lot of downhill problems when they go downhill. You have hand-counted paper ballots and end mass mail-in voting, you're going to get people who want to represent you. You get rid of all the incentives of stock trading and foreign lobbying, you're going to get people that want to represent you. You get rid of foreign lobbying, well, there goes everybody whining about Israel all the time. You get single-issue bills, there's no pork. You see how it works? It all works with just 12 things. That's all you got to do. And then everything works out. No. We have to work with these weird gay people that run into Disneyland by themselves and they're 60 years old running around with bubble wands. No, we have to have them on our side. No, we don't. We don't need John Cornyn. We don't need Lindsey Graham. We don't need Mitch McConnell. We don't need John Thune. These are the old losers. We need people that actually care about this country. So Trump, stop endorsing these fucking weirdos. We're done with them. We're done with them. We're done with them. And with that, let's go to another call. Let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Godzilla, you want to talk about the ghost murmur? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Rob?
Well, I've got it out of my system, so I'm a little better now.
Okay. I like your rants, by the way. They're really enjoyable. They've always been for many years. But, yeah, I called him before. Years ago, talking about when they first came up with the ghost murmur technology, that they were looking for subs. And they were like, okay, we can't find the subs with submarines with sonar, so we'll find the people on the subs using this ghost murmur tech. And back then, they were talking about how it was like akin to reading someone's aura. And, like, they could tell, like, the mood people were in, stuff that happened to them before, stuff that will happen to them in the future, but it's, like, dealing with, like, quantum magnetometry.
Wow.
And
maybe that's what these guys were working on, all these missing scientists.
Well, that stuff, I think, is more like the possibility that they're going to do, like, some blue beam, just like how you saw before COVID, there was like hundreds of biologists and scientists dealing with microbiology and bacteria mm-hmm. and everything. It was like a mosaic of all these mm-hmm. people dying. So I saw like all these UFO people dying and kind of leading up to maybe doing like blue beam, or I also thought maybe like blue beam, but they're trying to like do like a religious spin on it. Like Alex Jones has talked before, like instead of aliens, like a second coming of Christ.
Right.
You tie that in with some like military grade Hollywood effects, you know, and crisis actors, the whole nine yards. Because just like you see, you know, like with the Iran war, they just have to go from thing to thing. They go from COVID, then Iran war, you know, war in the Middle East, and then war in Latin America. You know, like Google as a company has to eat like 22 companies a year to keep growing. Sometimes it's a little less if it's a bad year. And like a country's no different, especially like a superpower like the U.S. But anyway, back to the ghost murmur tech. Yeah, Nikola Tesla came up with it because he was like an engineer scientist guy who would like run simulations in his head and come up with designs in his head before he would like actually try in physical life, which is totally backwards, because like no one nowadays is going to pay an engineer just to think. But back then he could do that, and because of that he'd have to have all these meters and sensors, because he was winging it, and that's how he discovered x-rays and cosmic rays and he started picking up people's auras and was like scanning JP Morgan and stuff and seeing how they were like satanic and evil.
This is a bad guy. I'm going to stay away from him. Yeah, it's interesting, Godzilla. Thanks for the call. We'll be back. I got Mike and Keith, and then I'm going to go into this fluoride presentation. We'll take your last final two calls of the day. Thanks for watching.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theallshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theallshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theallshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment of the Tuesday, April 14th edition of The War Room. If you haven't paid your taxes, get them done. You got till tomorrow. Got to pay. Although there's a lot of people talking about tax protests now. Maybe that movement will come back big in the 70s. That is a creepy ass photo that you guys have put up. I guess it's AI. It's not a painting. No one paints that fast. Lindsey Graham as your Gremer worm tongue. Who's that guy laughing down there in the corner? I don't know who that is. Who? Misfit Patriot. I don't know all these people. I could tell that's Laura Loomer, though. And I could tell the sorcerer over there is Mark Levin. Mark Levin. All right, let's go to Keith in Virginia. It says Alex has jumped the shark on Trump. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Rob. Enjoy it when you're hosting.
Thanks.
Hey, I think he sort of jumped the shark. And, you know, it's kind of funny because Wayne, who mentioned Promethean Action, Promethean Update, mm-hmm. the two ladies, Susan and Barbara, that's why I think this, because I've been listening to them for about 6 weeks.
Yeah. And you're chilled out. You're not as, like, amped up about shit, are you? I got to stop cussing.
Yeah. Sorry. And, you know, they're, like, explaining the mechanism the globalists are using.
Right.
Their whole thing is the British system is one of basically, like, you know, mercantilism and everything. They've been doing it for a couple centuries. And Trump, I at first didn't buy it, but then I started listening. They were playing excerpts from Vance and Rubio and what's the Treasury Secretary's name?
Bessent.
They play excerpts from them, and like, these guys are talking about exactly what these ladies are talking about. And it's the American system of reindustrializing the country and getting off of the EU and the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And when Roger was on Friday, it really made me think, you know, I think Roger's making a good point. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul guy, anti-war and everything, but I also realized a few years ago, you know, we're not going to get libertarians elected. So I'm not going to vote, or I'm going to vote for the best Republicans I can. And that's what I've been doing. Cause you know, I'm not going to throw up, you know, the good when I could looking for perfect all the time. We're not going to get that.
Right.
But anyway, it made me think, you know, Roger was saying to Alex, you know, look, we're not in an endless war. You know, I don't like the war. I don't like it, but maybe Trump is doing something. And see what he's doing is he's undermining the whole British thing, because the British have been all involved with these fake countries over there, the GCC, the Gulf Country Cooperative, you know, like Saudi Arabia, you know, UAE, Dubai, Qatar, and Iran is also one of them that's not part of they don't have power over Iran very well, although they tried to have power, and everybody knows because the story of the CIA, and it was also MI6,
mm-hmm.
who in the 50s throughout, you know, their president and installed the Shah.
Yeah, well, they worked together. Remember, they've always worked together.
Yeah, and remember British Petroleum, duh, they're the big company and they're making all the money off the Iranian oil.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back, and they call it the City of London. And I've got to figure out if that's something different than just London.
It is. And in fact, it's a very small – I've been to the City of London. I went there with Paul Joseph Watson. It's like the Vatican City. It's like Vatican City. It's its own city state.
Okay.
It's its own government. It's its own corporate. It's its own thing. It's got sovereignty.
Well, that's where Lloyd's of London works.
Right.
From,
right. Which
stuff.
Makes sense.
And,
that's
know,
where you
when
go.
Trump,
and
when Trump
go,
was, when
those
Trump
laws
was
don't
saying,
apply. To go ahead.
Yeah. So when Trump was saying, "Well, I'll insure the ship," you know, coming through the Strait of Hormuz,
mm-hmm.
I thought, "Well, that's stupid, man. You've wrecked it. Nobody wants to go through there." And then I started realizing from these ladies, these guys have cornered the monopoly on the market with Lloyd's of London. Why are they the only company that can insure? And I'm thinking, Trump sounds like a buffoon, but if he's understanding what these ladies do, the guy's onto something. And I'm like, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater yet. And that's why I think Alex jumped the shark a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's wait and see.
Well,
if he gets out of there and doesn't make this a big, long thing. And plus, right now, another one, contrary to popular opinion, the blockade is apparently convincing the Iranians to come back and talk to Vance.
Big time.
And, you know, the whole thing with the Abraham Accords and what we're doing right now, we are not including anybody from the EU, no British people in these talks. It's all just the GCC countries. Right. So Trump, it's just like Venezuela. Trump is trying to undermine and take away from the British guys and the globalists and bring people back to partnering with us directly like he did in Venezuela. And I swear, I think that's what he wanted to do with Putin the first term, but he got, you know, Russia hoax.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's always been the media that's against him. And who runs the media? The CIA. And who runs the CIA? MI6 and the city of London. You know, that's basically what that is. It's that holdover network that likes the old guard, that wants to keep these old fossils in power, like Lindsey Graham.
And I've never heard anybody else talk about it. And it's like, wow, this is really got my interest. And, you know, speaking of the media, I mean, I hate to say this because I'm a longtime listener ever since the Iraq War with Bush W. But and like I got 96,000 Patriot points that I guess I'll never cash in. I never cashed them in before because I wanted you guys to keep the profit. But anyway, sometimes I'm listening to you guys this week and I'm thinking, geez, I think I'm listening to Rachel Maddow. You guys have fallen into the trap of the left-right, you know, the left-right paradigm echo chamber where we're just arguing with each other, but we're not thinking this through further. And I feel for Alex because, I mean,
a lot of that social media, brother. People want to get their clicks on, and I'm not saying people are doing it for clicks, but it's easy to throw out an opinion out there, and then it starts something, and then you fight back and say something back, and it just continues the ping pong match instead of actually looking, pulling back and going, oh, and that's kind of what the Promethean ladies do. They kind of pull back and go, oh.
You guys need to get them on as guests. I think you should have them on as guests. Harrison would be great to interview him and talk to him, but, you know, it's like – it's really given me, like you said, man, I'm like chilled out and I'm waiting. And, you know, the other thing with Trump is he always says weird stuff. I don't even think he knows what Alex has been through, frankly. I don't even think he wrote that truth tweet. That
no, I don't think he did either.
Everybody.
I think Mark Levin wrote it.
I don't think he realized that it happened.
I don't know. One of them wrote it.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the guy's got a lot on his plate. I feel for Alex, but God, I hate to see this happen because I mean, this is our last chance, man. It's our last chance.
Well, that's what I feel. People probably thought crazy stuff was going down during the Civil War, too. You know, and we got out of that. We always seem to find a way. But, yeah, I agree. We do need to be a little more measured and, reach across the aisle, man. Reach across the aisle. These people aren't as crazy. They may look crazy, but they're not that crazy. You know, they probably think we're crazy. You know, people run around mud riding and shooting 12 gauges, you know, and not everybody's like that. I mean, there's a lot of flavors here in the United States. And I think we do a good job. We do a better job than anybody else with different groups of people getting along. You know, people like say, oh, the United States is so racist. You don't go anywhere else in the world and see this much diversity, you know, and it doesn't always work, but. You know, when you're basing things on economics and, you know, there's a place up here, we call it the Communist Burger Joint out on 6th Street, but they put out, I'm not even going to get to that, guys. We're going to get to it. We're going to do the fluoride thing tomorrow. I've already blown it. I got a 15-minute video. I was going to do this whole thing on fluoride. I'll do a teaser on fluoride and then we'll show these two articles, but. Let me go back to the Communist Burger Joint. People go there and eat because they have good burgers. They don't go there and eat because they're communists. Okay. But the communists happen to make good burgers. So people go to the Communist Burger Joint because they enjoy the burger, not because they support communism. And the communists are working in a capitalist system to feed you burgers. So they're already breaking with their communist roots by having a joint open where you can eat burgers that people like. I don't really go there that much, but people do like their burgers. That was the hammer and sickle tomato right there. But I'll go to my last caller, Mike, and then I'll just cover some news. But I do want to go over these two articles. Here's one, August 21st, 2024. Fluoride at twice the recommended limit linked to lower IQ in kids. Let's go to this next one. Fluoride in drinking water has no effect on IQ or brain function, major study shows. Oh. This is the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published this on Monday. And they're saying, hey, fluoride's good for you. And then we got this. Baltimore cuts fluoride levels amid shortage caused by Iran war. I actually tweeted this out and said, look, there's something positive with the Iran war already. Look at that. Boom. So they're lowering them to 0.4 milligrams per liter instead of 0.7 milligrams per liter. And what's interesting is, and I'll play the video tomorrow, Dr. Paul Connett, who's a biochemist, molecular biochemist, the amount that they put in your water, that 0.7 milligrams per liter, is the amount of fluoride that when you look on the back of your toothpaste, if you have fluoride toothpaste and it says, oh, warning, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately, a pea-sized amount, which is what you put on your, you know, a pea is like, what, this big? Maybe even smaller, a little pea. They said that, you put that much in on your toothbrush, call poison, and you swallow it, call poison control. Why? Because sodium fluoride, what they put on your toothpaste, is a poison. And tomorrow I will demonstrate how the fluoride they put, that they say is safe for you, 100% safe. It doesn't, it's not linked to lower IQ or anything. It's great. We have a video. I'll find that too. I'm going to find the video. And it says mercury in vaccines is, it helps kids. It doesn't hurt them. They literally say that. And this was on Austin TV and we have a bad version of it. But it's mercury in vaccines may help children, not hurt them. And it's the American Academy of Pediatrics. The place that's supposed to help the children. You would think it would help the children. But they're saying, oh, no, mercury's good for your brain. They also said the COVID vaccines were good for you, so don't forget that. All right, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead. Universal property.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. Here's what nobody's connecting. Energy prices are spiking. We all know that. Every CEO in America makes the same call. Let's up the profits, don't hire, automate. Start getting rid of people, replace them with AI. The Iran issue isn't just an energy issue. It's acceleration trigger. Goldman Sachs says AI is already cutting 16,000 U.S. jobs a month. That number is about to explode to over 100,000 a month. Mike Adams on your show would totally agree with me. Now, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, went in front of Congress last month saying AI layoff apocalypse is coming fast and wants the government to fix it. This is one of the most powerful men on planet Earth that doesn't have an answer to this horrendous issue, asking someone else to fix this. Simultaneously, he's laying off staff, replacing them with AI.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening all over.
Yep.
Now, I'm not advocating a Washington, D.C. Universal basic income. That's third world chump change. That doesn't fix anything. Just slows down the bleeding until the next administration will cut your universal basic income and give it to the military-industrial complex or someone else. The workers being these workers are being displaced by AI systems. By the way, this is going to be one of the largest subjects your show and others will be talking about here very, very soon. The data is right now, 40 states have legal framework that we could, instead of having universal basic income, we can have ownership through cooperatives. No dependency. It's a doable thing to do. Now, myself, I wrote a 1,008-page blueprint. It's called a quantum hive. Don't think I'm trying to pitch you anything. It's on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. Only 99 cents. Amazon keeps 70%. I'm making nothing off of this. I want to see the first prototype go live. Now, the first 100 pages. Anybody can understand this subject, anyone. The following 900 pages is the nuts and bolts, exactly how we do this. No other blueprint like this exists on planet Earth. Go on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. We don't need to have AI take over. Instead of universal basic income, we could create universal prosperity for all of us. And this is a discussion we all need to start having. How can we turn this around?
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there saying, there's graphs that saying this is what AI is doing now, and then these are the jobs that they're going to take in the future. And then it shows the open spaces, people who are working with their hands, doing not manual labor, but like trade jobs, you know, plumbers, carpenters. Those things aren't going to get replaced yet. Although, you know, there's 3D printing that could come along. But this is what there's a lot of hype around AI, and a lot of these companies that are selling the hype are also run by people like Sam Altman, who are known for lying. That's what they're known for. And AI, it's been proven, AI hallucinates. You get some of these answers from AI, you're like, wait a minute. You've probably seen the audio or heard the audio where the guy goes, hey, I'm going to go run a mile. When I get back, tell me how long I was. And the guy literally walks away for like 2 seconds and says, okay, how long was it? He goes, that was 10 minutes. He's like, no, it wasn't. He's like, yep, sorry, it was 10 minutes. And that's the AI we're dealing with. Is the AI on the elite level better? Maybe. But maybe we're going to have this issue coming down the road where they fire all these people. And you're getting people who are writing court briefs. A lot of lawyers are using AI. And the AI is making up case law. It's just making stuff up because it wants to please you. It's been told it needs to please its master. So how does it please its master? By telling your master it's right. Oh, you show me your rash. Well, you think it's this. You're right. Well, you got a good eye. You have cancer. You better do something about it. You know, I think like with the dot-com bubble, everybody was investing in dot-coms, and then all of a sudden they pulled the rug out because but we still have the internet, right? We still have internet. It still works. I personally like the older internet where you could actually find stuff, not this new sanitized internet that's basically BS. But what I really think is going to happen is at some point there's going to be so much money invested in AI, but they're not making that money back. They've got to have a product to sell. And if you're firing everybody, who's going to buy your product? So that's either going to happen. They fire everybody and then nobody has anything and there's blood in the streets, or people are going to see the BS that AI is creating. Yeah, it creates good pictures. Yeah, it creates good pieces of art. I'm not denying that. You can look at this piece. It's fairly well done with style. But is it going to replace us? I think at some point it's going to get too heavy. People are going to not have these data centers and it's going to implode on itself. And you'll see a big crash and you'll see all these companies go under. Right now, a lot of these companies just trade money with each other. Somebody invests in this company and then that company invests in the other company, and they just do a revolving door of all this, of all the money. So I think you're going to see it. It's not going to be as it will do some things good. It's not going to do everything good. That's my personal belief. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Mike, I'll give you a last word and then I'm going to cover some news. So what do you think about what I just said?
Well, again, go on Amazon, the Quantum Hive. It's only 99 cents. You brought up an excellent point about the attorneys. Where they're being sued for millions of dollars for fake citations when they go in front of the court.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is, how do you fix that? Through validation. So you have a paralegal. You got rid of the paralegal. You're using AI to come up with all this crap. Sorry for saying that. But then again, you need someone to validate that information. Now, you could use that for forensics. So say you're trying to look, you're in a MedMal case, and you're trying to look for needles in a haystack. And AI can do an excellent job that, but you need validation.
So you need a human looking over it and watching the AI.
So now, instead of laying that person off to a co-op, they're actually going to make a fractional profit off of that. And I explained that all in the book. We can all become very wealthy through this transition if it is done correctly, and as long as we catch it now. I really want to see the first. I'm willing to come on your show and talk, even with Mike Adams, I'm willing to do this. It's a 1,008-page blueprint. The first 100 pages for the common Joe. You'll get it. You'll totally understand it. If you want to go through the rest of the 900 pages, it tells us how to exactly get there, how we all get wealthy. We don't need universal basic income. We could all become very wealthy with this transition. It doesn't need to be ownership by the elites. It could be ownership by all of us.
Yeah, we have to get the boot off our neck. I agree. I totally agree. Exactly. Guys, throw that graph up again of all the money that's just the rotating door. See, they're all just giving each other money. And that's what they do. They just move money around. It's a Ponzi scheme of money is what AI is becoming. It's like, oh, I'll invest in you and you invest in me and then I'll invest in you and you invest in me and I'll invest in you. That's all it is. These companies just throw money around.
Exactly. And this is where a different system needs to come in. A democratic system. It's doable. The laws exist. We don't need to change laws. We don't need to make new legislation. Nothing. It's all there. I spent years writing this book. It's a blueprint. Excuse me. It's more than a book. It's on Amazon, 99 cents. I'm making nothing off of this. Amazon keeps almost all of it. All the money they get, that 99 cents is nothing. They keep 70%.
We got it on right now. The Quantum Hive, from ashes to AI job loss, a plan to make everyone wealthy. What's your background, Michael?
I happen to do AI forensics now. I was a GSA and military contractor, 35 plus years of working with systems, designing systems. And of course, I'm working with AI right now, and this is one of the things is I happen to be an older gentleman, and I want to leave some type of legacy, just like you guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to check out your book, definitely. I hope it's an audio book. I can listen to it while I'm going back and forth to work. I'm going to end with this. George Santos was on with Benny Johnson, talking about Eric Swalwell and how basically they shut down the pay. Like, this is how gross our people are, our elected leaders. And, basically they just shut down the high school PAGE program because so many congressmen were sexually abusing young children. And then that'll be it for me. And I will see you again tomorrow. I will do my fluoride presentation. You will get to see that. There's the article. There's the tweet. Let's roll the clip. I'll see you tomorrow. You stay tough, InfoWarriors. Benny Johnson, sexual predators in Congress. I don't know how many context clues I could give you, but that's all of them.
Be like a Harvey Weinstein, Me Too, like Hollywood level. Like, is this going to take over Congress? Like, are we going to have people coming out from all over the place?
You took the words out of my mouth. That's amazing.
Please.
This is the Me Too of Congress. This is the beginning of the end of the sexual predator behavior in Capitol Hill. This is going to be the Harvey Weinsteins of the Bill Cosbys that are going to bring down this generational behavior. Just remember one thing, Benny. You're a very intelligent guy. You've been around. You know this. Remember why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. Only the Senate retains it. Because of this behavior. Because young children who would go from their schools to learn from our leaders were literally assaulted by members of Congress. And these are 13, 14, 15-year-olds. That's why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. So understanding this is so vital for people to understand why this is a very important moment in time for our youth, for future leaders and generations to come.
Wow. Wow. And more women are lawyering up right now against Swalwell.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info war this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.